you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I said what in the butt. 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 You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt? You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt? You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
That's clearly gay.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for dick, please.
A sentence I never hoped to say.
Hi, is Dick in?
There's no way. There's no way to ask for Dick without appearing gay.
There really isn't.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes. That's all I got to say on the matter.
Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
I hate white people.
Tina, come get some ham.
And now,
we love the tool. We salute the tool.
Our feature presentation.
I've never seen so many bangs in my life. It seemed like every girl had bangs. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Even Inger Laurie, lead singer of the Nymphs, had beyond long bangs. And
right.
I told her about my pal, Matt Adams.
Do you have bangs?
Hairstylist on Sunset, and I think she's going to go down and check out Matt Adams' salon.
Okay.
Have her bangs trimmed. Yeah, a lot of bangs. You know what was bangs?
That's hard to
they
do.
They might be giants.
I've never heard
that.
That
was They Might Be Giants?
That was his back sofa. That was the song Bangs by They Might Be Giants.
Oh,
he played a song called Bangs. I got it.
And he got a free haircut.
That is fantastic. Is there nothing too small for him to talk about?
Hell no.
And then I talked to this girl about where she was going to get her hair cut and her bangs.
Well, no, Lisa can back me up on this. You know, trimming your bangs, one of the most difficult things a hairstylist can do. So you really have to go to a specialist.
Oh, God, yes. True. You don't want to do that yourself.
No. All hell can break loose if you take that on yourself.
That's tough.
That's fantastic.
Can I tell you that yesterday, are you looking for more clips?
I've never seen so many bangs in my life. It seemed like every girl had bangs.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Even Inger Laurie, lead singer of the Nymphs, had beyond long bangs. And I told her about my pal, Matt Adams, who's a hairstylist on Sunset. And I think she's going to go down and check out Matt Adams' salon, have her bangs trimmed. Yeah, a lot of bangs. You know what was bangs by They Might Be Giants.
That really is good. I mean, that
sure.
That sets new standards even for Rodney. I love that.
She's
I told
amazing.
Her she had great bangs, but I told her about a friend who cuts bangs. She's going to get her bangs cut. My friend, Sunset, shut up about the bangs.
God.
They have to podcast Rodney's show so those of us who aren't up at midnight on Sundays can listen to it.
Podcasting doesn't work in the middle of the night. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
some kind of a technical block.
I see.
They figure if it's in the middle of the night, it can't be important. I'm sorry to interrupt. Lisa, you had something?
I want to tell you that yesterday, late afternoon, I went to see The Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Or Zodiac.
Oh, yes. Good. Was it good?
It was good.
Excellent.
Very good. But there were five guys sitting directly in front of me in a fairly empty theater.
Right.
Were they named Mo?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
And we got into a texting confrontation.
Because they were texting?
Yes.
Were they texting each other? Because that's what Dave would do.
They might have been. I don't know.
Were they texting
sure.
Dave?
I'm...
You know, I'm torn because I know Dave, who's a really nice guy who
yeah.
does that. But these were just snot-nosed teenagers.
Yeah.
Who, I try to be polite about it. I lean over and say, you know, that's really distracting.
Because
I don't tell
why?
Them what to
Because you can
do.
See the
yeah,
screen?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
It's like shining in my eyes. Plus, they had the Razer phone with the bigger screen, and it's like totally distracting.
Did you think the theater is completely empty? I'll just move?
No.
You didn't
say that, Lisa.
What?
For God's sake.
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did. You can't use the F word. What's wrong with you?
I didn't hear the end of it. I just heard the beginning
exactly.
of it. It was very
just
close,
the beginning.
Though.
My God.
It was very close. Are you
Although
new?
We're texting.
I was so pissed.
Who cares who's there first? That sounds like
I
you're closer to the light. Turn it off. That's
yeah, but come
that's
on.
Childish.
Now we're like 25 minutes into the movie.
So what?
I'm not
stand
moving.
Up and move. That's the
but
easiest
the truth
way.
Is, Lisa shouldn't have to stand up and move.
No,
the truth
she
is,
shouldn't.
They shouldn't have been texting.
The truth
but
is, people should be a little more
of
polite.
Of course they should. But if they're not going to be, and they clearly aren't, it's a very simple fix.
So then the guy next to the guy who says a very not sorry, sorry.
Right.
And finally puts it away. Then the guy next to him 15 minutes later does the same thing, right?
Right.
So my friend leans over and he's not as polite and he says, shut your phone.
Nice.
And the guy says, no.
Did you get in a brawl?
And he said, shut it. And then he kicked the back of his chair.
What in God's name is going on? There's seven of you in the theater.
Wait, the movie's going on?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, they were talking throughout the movie. I mean, they were just, they were clearly not of a mental capacity to actually sit through a complex movie like this. Okay. They should have been at like a cartoon.
So here's my point to you.
So then,
all right, go ahead.
The point is, don't tell me what to
ahead.
Do.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Just telling you the story.
Right.
So then, later, because then the guy finally puts his phone away, and that was the end of it. But then later, my friend says, God, I don't know what I would have done if he stood up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was like, I don't know either, but I'm a green belt. I'd be right there with you.
Oh, man.
This would have been the chance for her to use your kung fu,
been
Lisa.
Awesome.
Oh, that would have been good.
I was really ready to go. It was just so...
Of well, course.
I don't know why I get so annoyed by it.
I don't either.
It's just one of those buttons, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Because people are so rude today, and they just...
Listen,
they just
I
don't
agree.
Care about, you know, what they want to do and who they want to text during a movie is so much more important than the fact that we also paid money to sit there to watch the movie and not watch them. In fact, one of the guys said, just watch the movie. And it's like, I would if you would stop shining a light in my eyes.
Lisa, yeah. You should have used your ninja skills and you should have left them in a crumpled heap. That's what you
should have
done. All five of them.
I
yeah,
just touch the pressure point, you
yes.
know, like Spock does, and just they would crumble.
They go out. Yeah. You should have done them one by one as they pulled out their phone.
Yeah.
The Spock pinch or whatever it's called.
I wish there was some device you could use to just zap the phone. And then I said to my friend, I said, you should have just grabbed that phone and run like hell. I mean, by the time they even knew what was happening, you could be in another theater. They never find you.
Just run into another theater and throw it.
Yeah.
They'll never find it.
That would be awesome.
That's a great idea.
I would so back you.
I'm very disappointed that you did not use your green belt skills. I mean, this is why you have them, is so that you can make things done.
Boys, with great talent comes great responsibility.
Yeah, but wax on, wax off. What good is it if you're not going to?
I'm a lethal weapon. Unless someone really threatens me, I cannot do it.
First but time they start texting, you stand up and you go, whoop! And then they
go, to be a lethal weapon if you're going to end up being as effective as I would be. You know what I mean? You're just sitting there like a lump.
My other thought was, you know, just do crazy person. Just go, wouldn't that freak people out?
Well, I would think so, and I would also recommend that.
Because they wouldn't know.
Just
they
crazy
think
person.
Crazy. They wouldn't know what to expect.
I like it.
Because being polite does not work.
Of course
clearly.
Not. But see,
nobody has respect for
here's
that.
The thing. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. But what I am saying is, can't you make the judgment immediately that they don't care that they're being rude? And so just take, you know, other actions so that
maybe.
You can solve it yourself. Because they're not, you can say whatever you want to them. It's not going to work.
Lisa doesn't want the terrorists to win, though. That's what's going on here. Because then they get to continue to exercise the bad behavior with no penalty.
Right, but Lisa's not going to give them a penalty.
Well,
not the
if I have to
giver.
Get up and move, I'm kicking the heck out of their seats first.
Oh, you'll show those seats.
Boom, 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 boom.
What you need to do is you need to stand up in your kung fu stance
yes.
and give them the crazy person yell. Both.
That's what I'm going to do
so that they
time.
Look into your eyes and they go, oh, my God, she's going to kick our heads off. And they actually leave in fear.
That would be great.
Oh.
You know, about 2 weeks ago, I was, you know, promoting owning a gun, and you were making fun of me, Lisa May, but it would have come in really handy.
That's
yesterday.
True. I just make that little clicking noise.
No,
and
you pulled it out of your purse and pointed it at him and said, "Who's the boss now?"
How about if you put away
your snot-nosed bitches?
Put away your camera and your phone now. Look at this.
You want to hold out the two-way? I got the .44 Magnum.
But see, she doesn't need that because she's got the Fist of Fury.
Exactly.
It's true.
She needs to use the Fist of Fury.
Why didn't you just punch one of them?
Because I'm not, you know, I'm nonviolent.
You wouldn't have had to fight all five.
Nonviolent doesn't always work.
Well, you're right. Listen, if he'd come at me.
Oh. You see one guy's nose shatter
shredded
with Lisa May's, like, forearm shiver. The rest of them are running.
Yeah,
I could
true.
Pluck
true.
His heart right out of his chest before he knew what was happening.
And eat it. That's
and
what
eat
you should have done.
Yeah.
Then the other four would have gone, better put my phone away.
Exactly.
She ate my friend's heart.
See? Lisa, you weren't thinking. You got all these skills at your disposal. You're not using it, baby. Come on.
Now I feel bad.
All that worked for nothing.
All right, well, good times right there,
that was
Lisa.
Fun. I really enjoyed that.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
It is Tuesday, the 13th of March. Chicka-bow-bow. And I think we've created a monster. I think we have trouble, Bean.
What? What are you talking about?
We've been talking for about a week about the Armenian comedian setting a record. The Guinness Book of World Records for the most haircuts in 24 hours. He called Lightning back yesterday and said that he was looking for a publicist now.
Oh, really?
What does he need a publicist for? We're promoting his event Thursday at Cal State Long Beach.
Right, but he needs a personal publicist so that they can get out the word on all of his personal skills.
And then he can make all the appearances that people will clearly want him to make when this is done, right?
Obviously, the calls are going to start flooding in.
Sure.
So he just needs someone to handle it.
So in other words, once somebody catches wind, wow, that guy sure cut a lot of hair, then people are going to say, hey, we got to get him on the Tonight Show.
Well, it's not just that. He's going to be cutting hair and telling jokes and, if I recall correctly from yesterday, singing karaoke.
Okay.
So,
well,
how many people can do that?
None, including Sam. We know a lot of publicists. Can we hook him up with somebody?
Hopefully. Yeah, we're going to try today. Try and get him a publicist. It's not easy to get Sam a publicist because there's no one on this planet that needs one less than him.
No kidding.
So,
I mean, he does. You look at Sam and you go, wow, that Brooke Hogan sure has talent.
Which are words you never thought you'd say in a million years.
Right.
Also today, Ralph did a showbiz story, I think it was last week, maybe Thursday or Friday, about the top 10 best worst movies.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
I think that's how they worded it, best worst. So that they're bad movies, but you like them for some reason. So we're gonna take your phone calls on that topic a little bit later on this morning at 7 o'clock, and we all brought in our favorite best worst movies.
So you can't defend it if someone criticizes it. You have to go, yeah, you're right, it sucks, but man, do I sure watch it a lot.
Exactly. It's bad, I know, I accept that, and I like it.
Yep.
So that's the category today. I hold in my hand, Exhibit 1, Jason X.
It's
great.
Right there.
Kevin, how many movies do you have in this category?
I have a lot, yeah.
I mean, you could have probably picked pretty much anything from your DVD collection, right?
Bean was saying yesterday that he doesn't know if he has this category, the bad movie that he likes. But Armageddon, I think, is probably my favorite bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but I can see why other people would look at it and go, come on.
And by the way, that was the number one box office hit of the year it was released.
Oh, I know.
Armageddon. Huge. So,
but that one's not as bad as some of the other ones. And then I have the whole category of Bring It On,
right.
And You Got Served, and Drumline, all of those movies, Stomp the Yard. All of those are the exact same movie, all of them.
Yep.
So I have that whole category. I love me some bad movies. If they're bad enough, I'm in. Also on today's show, we've got another remix, another Download Rodeo remix. K-Rock listener took all the sounds that you can get at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, the Download Rodeo. And that's where you can download sounds from our show. And this guy put it to a song.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty creative. It's very funny. So we're going to play that today for you. Who would Lisa rather F today on the Kevin and Bean show?
Speaking of that word.
Yep. Speaking of the word that she insists on using.
She never uses it off the air, too, by
never
way,
off the air.
Amazing
I know.
To me. Never
used it. Clearly, I was worked up.
Oh, no kidding. I can't say. I don't want to talk about the surprise, do I, B? No, because some certain people might be listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't mention that. Okay. But we do have something we've never done before on this morning's Kevin and Bean show that involves someone we love very much. So we're excited about that.
And there's a legless panda that's trying to have sex and he needs a hand. And that's a funny story.
Doesn't he need a leg? Why does he need a hand?
A couple of legs. I'm not exactly sure why that is. And don't forget to spend spring break in Norway, which is exactly where you think when you think spring break.
Sure.
Sun and chicks. Woo! with Nine Inch Nails, by the way. You get on, you win the new CD Year Zero, and you get their DVD Beside You in Time, and then you get on the standby boarding list. We're going to do that drawing on Friday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Great.
Quick break. Ralph is up next with the Showbiz Beat.
Good morning, Ralph Garman.
My heart doesn't work.
Regis?
What Regis Philbin's saying today, he's undergoing the knife for a triple bypass.
Wow.
Damn.
He recently started noticing a shortness of breath and got himself checked out, and turns out he's got some blockage. 75 years old. It's amazing now how these bypasses have become routine, basically.
Yeah. It's almost outpatient.
Doctors will knock them out, you know, four or five a day sometimes. It's like plumbers going in there and just rerouting some pipes.
Yep.
At 75, he's in really good health, so they expect he'll make a full recovery, and he shouldn't be down for too long. But still, triple bypass, scary when you hear it.
He's unbelievable at 75 years old. I mean, look at that guy, and look how much he works and all he does.
Thank you, Bean.
Bean worships him. Bean loves himself, well, the Regis.
And he deserves it. I mean, he's earned it.
He loves you, too, doesn't he?
No.
Does he think highly of you?
Well, let's see. I think...
Mm.
I think he thinks...
So much for the bean, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I thought he was thinking about you. Well, it's on.
It's on?
Psycho Mike versus Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
What are you talking
about?
The
Battle Royal.
What are you talking about?
And so it begins. Stuff Magazine asked Jimmy Kimmel, out of all the celebs he's had on his TV show, who got the top honors for narcissism? Jimmy said, without a doubt, Jared Leto of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Really?
Jimmy said he actually had to hide his distaste for Jared while on the set when they were interviewing together. And Jimmy said that Jared was so full of himself, he wanted to strangle him.
Wow.
No kidding.
So Jimmy don't like him some Jared Leto. What are you going to do about that, sucko Mike? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Make
nothing.
Sweet love to Jared.
That's a strange response.
Tell Lisa to shoot people with cell phones, but Jimmy Kimmel comes at your man, you're like, oh, it's okay, I'll just take it.
He's drawn a line in the sand, man. You're not going to step across it?
I mean, do you really want me to take Jimmy out?
Yes.
Dude, he insulted your wife. You can't just stand by and let that happen.
You going to accept that?
No, I'm not. All right. I better stand up for myself.
Producer Lightning, we need Mr. Jimmy Kimmel on the radio program today or tomorrow, please, so he can have words with Psycho Mike.
Get that boxing ring back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gisele Bündchen saying she's not pregnant with New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
No, we were so impressed by him.
I know. We thought he was just knocking up girls left and right. Apparently her father... Valdir Bündchen.
Oh, boy. That sounds scary.
That's a bad name. Bad language.
Recently told a newspaper reporter that the rumor was absolutely false. He said, I talked to her every day. She would have told me if she was pregnant.
My sweet daughter doesn't have sex.
Well, I don't know if he believes that, but I guess he did figure if she was going to have his grandchild, she would have mentioned something to him.
Yeah.
So Spermie's got to be happy with that news. He's got to be off the hook.
Which one's Spermie?
Tom Brady,
yeah. Right?
Oh, world's most potent sperm.
He got one person pregnant, Bean. Well, I don't know if he's the most potent man on the planet. Kevin Federline.
He has to give his spermy title back now. It's only one.
Yeah, I don't think you make one girl pregnant, all of a sudden you're super fertile.
If this guy is correct, that she's not pregnant. Yeah, otherwise, he's got two at the same time, and that's impressive.
Right. Plus, Tom Brady doesn't even have sperm. He has, like, nanorobots or something to come out of him.
He does seem to be a robot.
It's weird technology, like transmission fluid or something comes out of him. Yeah, it's very different. Britney Spears is now telling doctors at Promises Rehab Clinic in Malibu that she has suffered from bipolar disorder since she was 16 years old.
Oh, really?
Isn't that supposed to be convenient? Isn't that supposed to be incredibly confidential on about three different levels?
That's what they say.
Yes. How do we know that?
She also told them, according to Star Magazine, that she's been bulimic since her teen years as well. Oh, that's just not possible.
Yeah.
No.
Why is she so
that's
fat?
That's a lie.
Then?
She's the worst bulimic
she
ever.
She is. She's a failed bulimic.
Yeah, and I'm a midget.
You guys are mean.
You think the doctor got on the phone and said, hey, Star Magazine, you'll never believe what Brittany just told me.
She said she's bulimic. Can you believe that? Look at her ass.
That was just silly.
That's funny.
It would be a drag if she's bulimic and bipolar because the medications you give for bipolar disorder wouldn't take effect because she'd keep throwing them up.
Come right back up.
Yeah.
You're right.
She's got some issues. Tom Cruise, speaking of drugs and therapy and mental issues, he doesn't like the psychiatry so much.
Right. He hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scientology has taken a pretty strong stand against psychiatry.
There's nothing you can't get from water and vitamins that you can get from psychiatry, Ralph.
And exercise. Don't forget exercise.
Sure. That's right, exercise. Yeah.
Apparently, he has taken Larry King under his wing, trying to wean Larry off his antidepressants.
Great.
Larry King? Larry's one step from death. Who cares if he gets off his antidepressants?
Well, Tom does. Because Tom likes to, you know, have people kick their drug habits.
Did Larry call him in the middle of the night?
I believe he did.
Right. Jacksonville, Illinois. Hello.
Tom contacted Larry and took him on a tour of the Church of Scientology's new museum called Psychiatry, an Industry of Death. Overstatement? Perhaps.
That's awesome.
Larry has been quite public with his history with antidepressants and said he disagrees with Tom's views but still likes him a lot.
Huntsville, Alabama. Hello.
Tom likes everybody a lot.
That's awesome.
Right.
I mean, Larry likes everybody a lot. I don't think he said a bad word about anybody.
Yeah.
Here's why Colin Farrell's the man. Apparently, Colin Farrell was taking his ex-girlfriend, Kim Bordenave, and they have a son, James, together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they get together quite a bit for the sake of their son. So they were together, and they were driving through the In-N-Out Burger on Hollywood, right there on Hollywood Boulevard. I know it's like Hollywood and Highland.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin was so impressed by the girl at the drive-thru that he dropped his ex-girlfriend and her son off, and then went back to the In-N-Out to get the number of the girl working the drive-thru.
Really?
Reportedly,
and by impressed with, he wanted to bang her.
Reportedly, he hooked up with the 18-year-old later that night.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, hello.
Come on now.
Yeah, he just points.
Pretty
he says,
bad.
Come
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
So how great is that?
Lisa, if Colin Farrell ran into you somewhere yesterday and pointed, would you do it?
He could be texting and I would do it.
Yeah, he wouldn't even have to point. Sylvester Stallone. Trouble with the Australians.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
You may remember a story back in February when he got off a Qantas flight and he was detained by customs authorities for some questionable items he had in his luggage. You may remember at that time I told you I thought I had an inside source who told me that it was a human growth hormone
right.
that they had issues with. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he was charged with bringing 48 vials of human growth hormone into Australia.
Wow.
48 vials?
That's a lot of vials.
How long was he staying?
2 days.
That is a banned substance down under.
Did he know that?
I don't know if he did or not. I'm guessing he wouldn't have done it.
Is it banned most places, Mike?
I don't know. I don't
legal.
Know. I mean, because
I think it varies from country to country.
By prescription, it's legal in the U.S. So, I mean, we usually have the most strict laws when it comes to stuff like that. So, I assume he probably didn't know and assumed that it wasn't.
He was going to Australia naturally to promote his latest movie, Rocky Balboa, and was heading down there. And now he's got some issues with the authorities, but they think they'll be able to work it out. He won't be doing any time on an Australian
hard
prison
time.
Or anything. Yeah.
Did he have a statement at all? You have anything to say about the arrest?
Let me fight the fight. I'll fight a stupid fight.
They said, "What are you talking about?
We're just talking about
we're just talking about
about
your luggage.
You like my luggage? My luggage stinks."
What he said.
Yeah. Moorhead, Kentucky. Hello.
Sly, by the way, is currently in Thailand filming.
Yeah.
Rambo 4.
Yes.
Pearl of the Cobra.
Yeah.
Is it subtitle?
Pearl
no.
of the Cobra. That's
yeah.
like seven titles put together.
Yeah.
That's
what does
weird.
That mean?
I don't know.
What's the Pearl of the Cobra?
I think it's a euphemism.
Hey, you want a little Pearl of the Cobra?
Oh.
Your Pearl, my Cobra?
Wow.
She was covered with the Pearl of the Cobra.
Fargo, North Dakota, hello.
I read a story about that once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting casting news. FX over there, they get all the big stars now for Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Ever since Rosie O'Donnell and some other people, Joan Rivers, have stopped by. Apparently Madonna now is next in line for the Nip Tuck guest star treatment.
You're going to try to unfreeze her face?
How dare you?
Everyone we don't want to see with their clothes off ends up on Nip Tuck somehow.
How about Nicole Kidman?
Oh, that'd nothing wrong with that.
She's going to be on
really?
Nip Tuck.
Wow.
However, apparently she's going to be covered with prosthetic makeup because they're going to make her hideous.
Oh.
Why have her on then?
Because it's a big name and you can say Nicole Kidman's on our show tonight.
She won an Oscar with the fake nose. I guess she likes stuff like that.
She likes the fakies. Today's DVDs. New in stores today. Every Tuesday the new DVDs come out. Casino Royale. The latest James Bond flick is now available on DVD. If you haven't seen it, you can pick it up. But the reason we're really excited, I have to assume, is The Dukes of Hazzard: The Beginning, the prequel to the Dukes of Hazzard movie with Johnny Knoxville and Jessica Simpson.
Yeah,
that was the made for
direct
TV
DVD.
Or direct DVD or something like that.
Direct DVD release. Yes, none of the original stars from the film are in it. April Scott plays Daisy Duke, and she's one of the girls from Deal or No Deal, one of the Deal or No Deal models.
And this is why we're excited, this
yes.
movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, aren't you? Get
nope.
to see how they first got in the General Lee.
I really watched that show.
Oh. All right. How about a smoking hot girl in really short shorts?
That's good.
That'll work for you.
That's good.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Masterson played Stephen Hyde on That 70s Show. He's 31 years old today. Annabeth Gish. Very talented actress from The West Wing and other projects. She's 36 years old today. Adam Clayton from U2 turns 47 years old today. William H. Macy. All right, it's your birthday, Bill. We'll forgive you for Wild Hogs. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's 57 years old today. And Cujo from The Goody Mob is 35.
That's why we celebrate.
That's why we celebrate. Happy birthday, Cujo. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So
if you're listening at this time of the morning, you probably were not listening late in the show yesterday, and I need to update you that I kicked Dave, the King of Mexico's ass in Guitar Hero 2. It was a showdown, it was mano a mano, and I destroyed
the
King. Beat him by 3-1 in points. It was just demolished.
I don't remember it ending
up. I put
up
my guitar down and just let him play for a while.
And I think that was Dave who did that. Kevin, I'm not sure you're remembering it exactly right, but here's what really happened yesterday late in the show. Kevin was mouthing off, I can't be touched, I'm the golden god, I'm the king of the world, no one can beat me at Guitar Hero. And Dave said, I think I can do it. And then Dave went in there and schooled your ass and beat you by about 5 times the points. That's what really happened yesterday.
That's right. I forgot that.
Now it's coming back. And Dave was playing, you know, with the controller behind his back and just with his eyes closed. And then he was playing with his feet for a while. And then he played with his tongue for a while. And then Lisa May got interested. But it was...
I don't remember any of that.
It was ugly. I mean, it was, you know, it was... It was 100 to 50.
What were the points? Do you remember?
It was about 140,000 to about 40,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was that.
Yeah, I actually felt kind of bad.
Listen, here. Let me just say this. If that's what you're going for is points, whatever with that. Well, I mean, the most important thing about being an entertainer is being entertaining, is the way you play.
Are good.
And if you're, you know, if you're just standing there on stage like a robot, who cares if you can get 140,000 points?
Well, you were making the O face while you were playing.
That is true.
That was entertaining.
I was bringing it.
It wasn't hot, but it was entertaining.
You looked a little bit retarded.
How dare you?
I think the point is getting points on the board. The point is playing Guitar Hero to win.
Well,
that's
I didn't know that without trying.
I
didn't know that's where we were going.
Now, here's what I want to ask, because naturally Kevin is now demanding a rematch. But Dave, were there some point skills that you had that Kevin didn't know about, some stuff that you were able to teach him yesterday?
Yeah, he didn't know how to get the double points with the stars and rocking out and making your character go all crazy, which, you know, doubles your points. And that's how I pulled away from Kevin so fast. So I gave him a little tip. And now I
think it's on.
Yeah.
It is on now. Okay. Now it's on.
Now you're going to do it.
We're doing the same song, though, right?
No, we're going to do Wolf Mother.
Wolf Mother.
I'm not familiar with Wolf Mother. Who's that?
Some band from Australia.
Bean, do you recognize it? Wolf Mother?
Well, now, there was a band from Australia that we play here at K-Rock called Wolf Mother. Is that, that's not the group you're talking about.
Same
though.
Band, Wolf, Wolf. Same thing.
Oh, Wolf. So Wolf,
Wolf
is,
Mother.
Okay, Wolf Mother.
Right. They didn't get the license, so, you know.
Did you go home and practice yesterday?
I did not, know. Although, I think just with my... How dare you? I think just with my natural talent, I will be able to hang. I'd like a rematch because Dave, what we bet yesterday, he kind of threw in like when we were halfway through playing, and I was like, whoa, don't know about that. He wants it to be the Dave and Bean show. He wants us to flip jobs, to have me answer phones and have him do my part.
Well, yeah. Dave has long been the guy working the fields who just has a burning resentment and hate for the massa who lives in the big house on the hill. So he's been trying to take you out for years, dude. Yeah.
It's the takeover.
But I'd like a rematch before that happens, if you don't mind. I mean, I'd like to try it one more time.
Put it on the line and we'll do it, man.
Have you practiced Wolf Mother a lot?
No.
You haven't?
I haven't played that since, you know, I passed it the first time. It's so easy, dude.
Yeah. Oh, it's so easy.
You can play it left-handed, too.
Oh, Dave, yesterday, by the way, I don't want to say that he had an easy time with Kevin, but at one point during the Guitar Hero face-off, Dave was texting me. I mean, that to me says he's not even paying attention.
And Lisa May was yelling at me for some reason.
She was. Couldn't figure it out. She was going to run in and headbutt him. All right, so rematch when we get back, right? Rematch.
Do it.
Yeah, all absolutely. Right. And then if Dave wins, he takes my job and I answer the phones.
Yeah.
But if I win, wait a minute, what do I get? Just to keep my job? That's probably good enough because I blow anyway. All right.
Sounds like if Dave wins, I'm the real loser here, by the
way. That's
correct. Is it going to be the Dave and Bean show? Is that what's going to be happening?
Absolutely.
That's magic right
there. That's coming up. You're going to make me miss Kevin. So the guys are in the other studio. It's time for Guitar Hero 2, the rematch. Kevin and Dave, come in. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can. And Dave is going down.
Kevin, for as much as you make fun of the Armenian comedian,
down.
For as much as you bag on Sam for the amount of confidence that he has, for the tiny bit of ability that he has. How can you be the same way when it comes to Guitar Hero? How can you have been schooled yesterday and still claim with no practice that today things are going to be different?
Why do you think I love him so much? That is the exact reason. I admire that kind of confidence when faced with that little ability. That cracks me up to no end.
But won't it be embarrassing 2 minutes from now when Dave beats you again and then he gets to take over your part of the show and then it's the Dave and Bean show?
If
then
that were to happen, yeah, it would be embarrassing. What are the chances of that?
Now, we didn't discuss this, but do you answer the phones? Do you take Dave's job if he wins?
Is that Yeah. You know he's going to be going, K-Rock, hello.
I answer the phones, of course, and I fall asleep, just like Dave.
Okay.
I can use a little rest. You guys have, Dave, say it for me again. What artist have you selected to play at Guitar Hero 2 for the rematch?
Wolf Mother.
Nicely done.
Dave usually says woof, so that's why.
Yeah.
All right. Now, yesterday you guys played at the same time, and I think we've devised an easier way to determine who's really best at Guitar Hero today. If I understand correctly, Dave is going to go first. Mike, you're going to be doing the play-by-play, and then Kevin, you'll go second. You'll do the play-by-play then.
Very true, Bean. Very true.
And we don't have time to do the whole song, so we're just going to do 1 minute each. Dave will do a minute, then Mike will write down his score. And then I'll rock that bitch for a minute, and then he'll write down a higher score.
Okay. All right, before we get underway, Omar, can you give us the big intro?
And they're gonna be rocking. Somebody's gonna weep. They'll keep on rocking. At least until David falls asleep. They're playing Guitar Hero.
All right, Dave, get your Guitar Hero underway.
Oh,
woman,
that's not enough hype for a big event like this, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get my energy levels up. Dave, let's get ready to play a little woman from Wolf Mother.
One, two, three, four. All right.
All right, Dave, good. And that's when you come in.
Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Yeah, look at that. See,
all right,
even
the
start.
Game is underway.
Three,
here we go.
Four.
Dave, off to a strong start, hitting all the notes. Oh, already in the Rockstar mode, you get points for going on runs where you get perfect notes, and now Dave is getting his points magnified exponentially. Dave at 7,000 already at this early point in the game. 40 seconds left for Dave. Oh, he hit another Rockstar, now at 8 times his points. Dave quickly climbing in the points category, now up to 25,000. Oh, bad note, but he's coming back strong. 10 seconds, Dave. Keep it going, Dave. Five.
Woo!
Four. Dave, come on. And your final note.
Yeah!
Boom, Dave, stop. Stop playing. 33,000.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I'm sorry, how many points, Mike?
33,520.
Wow. Well, that
nice.
Seems like a pretty good score for a minute, right?
We will get the game restarted.
Bad notes.
Let's get the game restarted. We will start from the very beginning of Woman from Wolf Mother so that Kevin can get a fair chance. Here we go.
Go, bitches!
Kevin, not off to as strong a start. As you can tell by the notes. For those of you not familiar with Guitar Hero, that clanking sound is a bad note, and you hear numerous of them.
Listen to the crowd, they're booing him.
Oh. That sound actually signifies when the game shuts you off for being so crappy. They stopped you. They said you can no.
Why did they stop me? I was on a roll.
Kevin was playing so poorly that the game actually said, we're done with you.
Why
no more.
Why did they do? Did you do that? Did you do that, Omar?
No.
Come on!
No. At the end of the game, I'm sorry, Bean, go ahead.
He's frozen out now, basically. They're saying, you suck so bad, you can't be on our stage playing Wolf Mother.
Wow!
They won't even let me finish. I was just about to go on a run.
Just to give you an idea of the ass-whooping we just saw, Dave had 33,000 points. A little over 33,000 points. At the end of his game, when he stopped it, it gives you a completion rate of how many percentile of how many good notes you hit. Dave was in the 70 percentile, which is actually very good. Kevin did not break four digits. He was at 800 points with an 18% completion rate. He hit 18% of his notes.
Prematurely.
He got booed off stage.
Son of a bitch.
Did somebody order Mexican?
They indeed did order Mexican, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we will be preparing for the Dave and Bean Show.
Wow. Woo!
Well, okay, I guess.
It's 6:29, and we'll be back on K-Rock.
106.7, the world-famous K-Rock, KROQ. It's 6:35 on this Tuesday afternoon, or morning.
This is Dave's DJ voice.
Yeah, Bean, what's going on?
Well, Dave, for folks who are just joining us and wondering what the hell's going on, Dave schooled Kevin again in Guitar Hero 2. Won his job. So let's dial up and see how Kevin's doing the King of Mexico's job this morning, because he's in the other room answering phones, apparently.
Oh, that's going to go well.
Yeah. We're actually on in the morning, Dave. I don't know if you listen at all, but it's not Tuesday afternoon. We're on
in the morning.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I bet you Kevin's knowing how tough it is for my job right now, you know?
Yeah, you got a tough job, man.
I do.
It's a miracle.
K-Rock, you're able to do it.
K-Rock's Kevin. It's the Dave and Bean Show calling. You're on the air. How are you?
I've taken 100 calls in a row where people say, is this Kevin? And I say yes, and they say, you suck.
Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you sucked.
Wow.
Is that phone screener etiquette? Is that how it's supposed to work? That's no way for a screener to act.
Bean, I got to have a talk with KW. Get the guy
fired.
All right,
well, Dave's going to tell us a great story about the legless panda here in a second. But if you want to call Kevin, our new phone screener, please do at 1-800-520-1067. Ask him lots of complicated questions about how things work here at the radio station, because I'm sure he's prepared to do that. It's 6:37. It's Tuesday morning. Dave, what's going on with the legless panda? What's this story all about?
Bean, this story comes out of Beijing, China. An animal research center in northern China has appealed to the world to help fashion an artificial leg for a panda that lost a limb along with its sex life in a fight.
What we like to do is just paraphrase rather than just read the article.
All right. Well, in December, a resident of Dijunggu village in Shandong province has stumbled upon a group of pandas fighting, and this panda lost its leg.
Oh, that's
sad.
And
now it lost its sex life.
Why did it lose its sex life?
Poor Nunu. You know, Nunu the panda lost its sex life.
Why can't Nunu have sex, though?
Because I guess she has a stump for a leg.
And she's
so
not attracted to
her?
The boy pandas? Look, guys will have sex with an amputee anytime, day or night.
You know, I love pandas. And, you know, the pandas are picky, man. They love their women who have four legs.
Pandas are picky. They don't have many babies. That's fair.
Yeah. So I don't know how Lainey does it, but we call the panda. But we're going to call the panda. We have the number for the panda.
Really? That's crazy.
I think we have the panda on the line, actually. We're talking to the Animal Research Center in northern China and talking to Nunu. Hey, Nunu. It's the Dave and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Hello.
Nunu, how are you?
I'm not so good. I have no leg.
Yeah, what happened? How did you lose the front part of that one leg? Was it in a fight?
It was in a fight.
Uh-huh.
Am I a woman or a man panda?
I think you're a girl. You're a girl panda.
Okay. I was fighting, and then I lost my leg. And now they call me Irene.
Well, pandas can be cruel, dude.
They're so cruel to me. I'm not going to have much sex with the boy panda with one leg.
Is it true what Dave was saying, that pandas are picky?
I can't understand a word he was saying. I don't know if it's true or not.
Oh, you know those panda ears.
Those panda ears. I never thought it could get worse than Kevin.
Oh, it can, my friend, it can.
Oh, yeah, you're proving that now.
Well, Nunu, how do they treat you? I mean, it's not your fault that you had to have part of your leg removed. I mean, they should still welcome you, right?
I'm an innocent victim.
Yeah, exactly.
But the male panda still look at me and give me a dirty look. Mm. And he not have happy time with me in my vagina.
I understand, yeah.
So I cannot have no loving, and I'm lonely panda girl.
Well, are you the only panda there in the in China that has a leg missing?
No, there's some other ones.
Really?
Yes, there's a panda with no arms and no legs who just rolls around in bamboo leaves. They call him Russell. There's another panda with no arms and no legs just lay in front of the door to his cage. They call him Matt.
Well,
there's another panda had no arms, no legs going to the water in our cage. They call him Bob. They found one panda in the wild with no arms, no legs hanging on the side of a mountain. His name Cliff.
Wow, a lot of tough times for pandas in China.
Who thought there'd be so many pandas with that problem?
I am shocked, frankly.
They found another female panda with no arms, no legs on the beach named Sandy.
Oh.
There's arms and what? There's a person with no arms, no legs, just hanging on the wall. They call him Art.
Oh. Well, of course they do.
There's an arms, no legs panda on a tennis court named Annette. Why would there be a panda on a tennis court?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
That's not their natural habitat.
No, it's not at all. You're a panda, you would know.
No, there's no panda at the country club. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Panda?
I knew an arm and a panda with had no arm, no legs. And she would eat the insides of a book.
What?
She would eat the insides of a book.
Well, why?
Because she was hungry.
What did they call her?
They call her Paige.
Well, Nunu,
time for Nunu to go.
I think so. Thanks for talking to us on the David Bean Show.
106.7, the world famous K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. Bean.
That's it. That's all you got, Dave?
That's what you got. That's it.
It's Tuesday morning. Dave won Guitar Hero, and he won Kevin's job. Kevin has Dave's job. Let's see how he's doing answering the phones here, Kevin, this morning.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do I suck? I'd say 10.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Hey, Rock, hello. Yes. Yes, you do think I suck. Did you hear me? Did you hear my performance on Wolf Mother? Wasn't my best. Thank you for calling, though. Hey, Rock, hello. Yes, it's Kevin. I need to get back in and take over my job again because Dave's worse than me? Fantastic. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, that's what's going on in the other room here. Busy. What's next, Dave?
Yeah, it's 6:51. Time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
Thank you,
with
Dave.
Ralph.
Ralph.
There you go, is my cameras. Heather Mills.
Guilty.
She must feel sympathy for that panda we just talked to.
Yes.
Oh, I bet. Sure. She's, of course, divorcing Sir Paul McCartney. London's News of the World Mirror tabloid. The claims that Heather has finalized her agreement for the divorce and how much money she'll get from Paul McCartney. They claim it is going to be $48 million.
No
joke there.
No.
Just $48 million plus a mansion worth about $8 million.
Wow. Oh, so rather than a certain amount per year, it's just a one-time payout?
Flat fee, yeah.
Like winning the lottery, you get your choice of how you're going to take the winnings.
Yeah, maybe they'll have to amortize it over 20 years or something.
Right. I don't know if she could manage on that, $48 million.
She's going to have joint custody of Beatrice, her three-year-old daughter, with Paul. And does the kid have both legs?
I believe so.
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't take after mom?
Nope.
No, it's not hereditary.
So, all things considered, they think Paul's getting off lightly. Because the deal originally was supposed to be $6.6 million a year for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And that would have been much more, so.
Don't get me started on the fact that she was married to Paul McCartney and did nothing but spend his money for the years they were together. And she doesn't really deserve $48 million because they decided they don't want to be wed anymore.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
It is funny that people are considering Paul lucky for having to cough up about $50 million in order to get rid of her. So.
It's not like she stayed home and raised kids and gave up a lucrative career that she otherwise would have had. Being married to Paul did nothing but enhance the work that she does.
She did give up her career as a pogo stick, however.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. This might be the worst idea ever for a movie, and that's saying something. We'll be talking about our favorite bad movies coming up later in the show. But looks like the Burger King is going to get his own feature film.
From the commercial?
The dude in the commercials, the mascot and the big head.
Dude, that guy's creepy.
Shows up in weird places.
Is it a horror?
He's going to get a movie?
Burger King the movie, Lisa. Maybe hitting theaters by the end of the year.
Is it for kids?
I'm hoping.
It sounds like if they make a movie, it's an infomercial, basically, is what it is. For Burger King for an hour and a half, right?
The Geico cavemen are getting their own sitcom, and the Burger King's getting a motion picture.
Oh, my.
There's no more line blurred between art and commerce anymore. Mm-hmm. There's just commerce.
Ralph, it may be time for you to get out of show business.
I think you're right. I'm going to move to an island. Oh, wait a minute. That's been done. Freaking Ronald McDonald never got a movie. His career lasted forever.
Yeah, that's true.
This new cat Burger King just shows up to give him a motion picture. It's not right.
He's a fag.
Mayor McCheese never got a movie. No. The Grimace never got a movie.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. You know how...
Hey, guys, can I bet in?
Wow.
Yes, Kevin.
I'm a request for Chumbawamba. Can we squeeze that in?
No, no Chumbawamba.
All right, listen, phone op. We're trying to do a show in here. Dave and I are very busy.
Sorry.
Okay.
You know how Law and Order likes to take real life cases and dramatize them for their TV series?
Well,
apparently, Law and Order Criminal Intent already has an Anna Nicole Smith episode
in
The Pipeline.
See, it's interesting. For folks who don't watch the show, they rip them right out of the headlines. I mean, usually within a few months of the actual news story happening, they basically recreate it on the television show, just changing the names.
Yeah, they fictionalize the characters and use pretty much the same plot point. Well, this one is going to be the whole sordid affair with Anna Nicole Smith, where it is that Christy Swanson will play Anna Nicole Smith. It's not a joke, Mike.
I could see that.
She, of course, was the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the movie. You may remember. Right. She's recently been on Dancing, Skating with the Stars. And she will play Christy Swanson. And I've heard, honest to God, I heard the rumor that the actor to play the Howard K. Stern part
is
going to be John Lovitz.
Yeah.
Anna.
I hope they give her a fat suit so she doesn't have to get fat and ruin her body. She's hot.
Okay, Dave, okay. I'll call the Law and Order people. We'll see what they have to say about that. Speaking of interesting casting, Jason Lee from My Name is Earl signed on to play Dave in the movie about the chipmunks.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
You know, remember the chipmunks?
I do.
Simon, Alvin, Theodore.
And Dave, yeah.
And Dave used to, like, be their manager and sort of their surrogate father.
It's a movie?
As much as you can for chipmunks.
Right.
He yells at Alvin. That's
Alvin!
His role, right? That's all he does.
Jason Lee will be playing Dave Seville, the leader of the chipmunks.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand here.
Sorry, what did you say, Geico, Dave?
I'm there.
What do you mean you're there?
Dude, Alvin the Chipmunks was huge for me. They were singing chipmunks. Come on.
Is this animated?
Jesus Christ.
It will be part CGI, part live action. So Jason Lee will be live action, and the chipmunks reportedly will be computer generated.
So later this year, there'll be a day that I can watch the Geico Neanderthals on television in their new series.
Yes.
And then I can go out to the movies and see the Burger King film.
Yes.
And then later on that same day, I can go see the Chipmunks movie.
Yes.
That's what awaits me in 2007?
Yes.
Wow.
And who is Jason Lee's business manager, by the way, that he has apparently pissed away all his money from My Name is Earl? He's got to take this role.
Good question.
He's a good actor, funny guy.
He is.
Nice man.
Playing the chipmunks guy? I'm so there. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait.
Alvin was big for me. And Puff Daddy P. Diddy Sean Combs is playing in Copenhagen, Denmark tomorrow night. He is doing a concert. He's going to give the crowd a party, he says. Well, apparently he's going to have one, too. Someone's got a hold of his contract rider. Here's what he gets contractually backstage at his Copenhagen, Denmark show. $25 bottles of various kinds of alcohol backstage. 20 bottles of chilled Dom Perignon champagne. Mm. And a post party in which no less than 120 Danish women will be invited.
You're kidding.
He's got a limit on the number of groupies. No less than 120 can give you backstage.
Wow. So, and of course, he agrees to play there, and the venue, this is their part of the arrangement, is they have to provide that. So they're basically going to have to do a casting call. Who wants to be at Puff Daddy's party?
Yeah, they got to load him up with whores.
Damn.
What was that, Dan?
Damn, that's a party.
All right, now you're getting it. And Britney Spears apparently has told doctors at the Promises Rehab Clinic in Malibu that she's suffered from bipolar disorder since she was 16 years old. Couldn't have guessed it. She's only been crazy the past year or so.
Yeah, she seemed fine before.
She also claims that she's been bulimic since her teen years as well. Come on. We've seen the photos.
Yeah, no way.
You're not bulimic when you're a big fat ass.
Maybe she was trying to stop.
Well, she did a great job. She didn't stop. She hit a brick wall. The magazine Star is the source for the information, and they say that Brit is on meds for the bipolar disorder, and I'm not kidding. But because she's bulimic, she keeps throwing them up, and they can't help her.
Brilliant.
Can't they give her suppositories?
No.
What? Just saying.
I just threw up.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Annabeth Gish, very talented actress from the legendary Gish acting family. She's from the West Wing and many other projects, 36 years old. Today, Danny Masterson, who played Stephen Hyde on That 70 Show, is 31. Adam Clayton, bassist for U2. Is 47 years old today, and William H. Macy, one of our favorites, is
57 years old today. He, of course, from Fargo and Wild Hog. So I have time for a quick email before
Dave?
You're running the show. What do you think? Do I have time for a quick email?
Sure, why not, Ralph?
Thanks, Dave. This comes from Carlos in Pasadena. Ralph, I went to see the movie 300 over the weekend and enjoyed it so much I decided to do some research on how it began. Apparently, comic book artist and writer Frank Miller had a very hard time conceptualizing the story. I read that he experienced writer's block for weeks on end and wouldn't sleep for 3 or 4 days in a row. He actually was ready to abandon the project entirely when one night he finally slept. In his dream, the 300 Spartan warriors approached him, and they told him, Frankie, animate us. See, because he's a comic book artist, and the warriors came to him, and they said, animate us.
Animate us, animate us. Animate us, animate us, animate us. Animate us, animate us, animate us. Oh, 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 animate us.
Frankie, animate us.
Dallas, Texas. Hello.
That was Carlos in Pasadena, actually. Sorry, Larry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Apparently, I'm Dave is worse at this
Where's Dave?
Dave is worse at this job than I am playing Guitar Hero.
Oh.
Apparently. That's what the caller said. So.
I miss the Dave and Bean show.
I'm back.
The listeners insisted that that Kevin gets his job back and Dave goes back to answering phones.
Yeah, they said Kevin didn't lose. We did.
Yeah, they did say that on the phone. Yeah. And here's what's funny to me is I'm probably the worst at this job of anyone in the country. And yet, somehow, Dave made me look good.
Yeah.
And for that,
he
I thank
certainly
you.
Never did. Missed you, Kevin, until Dave took over your job. He's given me a new... It's like you break up with a girl, and you think she was a bitch, and then you date a real bitch. You're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have broke up with that other girl. I like her now.
Somebody called and said, Dave, the only thing Dave has said so far in the showbiz beat is, wow, damn, that's a party.
Yeah. He didn't really add to that segment.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Oh, that's no. The other one. Somebody else called in and said, it's early, and I didn't order a Mexican.
Excuse me, waiter, what's this? I didn't order Mexican.
Well, I think it's best to leave things the way they were and to not have you guys play any more guitar.
All right.
I think that's the goal. Ralph, you're our movie guy. What's this new list you have for us?
Maxim magazine in the February issue has released their list of the 20 greatest awful movies of all time. These are horrible movies, and yet when you're flipping around channels on a Saturday afternoon, you're hungover from Friday night, and you're just vegging on the couch, when you hit them on TBS or something, you're like, damn, now I'm stuck. Now I'm stuck for an hour and a half. There's no way I can not watch the rest of this movie.
And you wouldn't defend it to other people. If somebody else says to you, this movie blows, you go, yeah, I know,
right. But I love it.
But I'm stuck.
So horrible movies we love in spite of themselves. There's a list of 20 here. We'll go through some of the favorites. Number 20 happens to be one of my favorites. It's called The Beastmaster. It's starring Mark Singer, who runs around in a loincloth, and he talks to animals. He's got like a pet ferret who lives on his shoulder. It's like a Conan the Barbarian type show.
Right.
And he kills a lot of people, but he always protects the animals, which I thought
good.
Was kind of sweet. Over the Top, number 17,
sure.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sure.
A man who regains his son's love by arm wrestling.
That's right. That's the arm wrestling movie.
Yes.
I remember that.
He turns his baseball cap around. He gets really strong when he does that for some reason. He snaps the guy's forearm.
Oh, no, he did. Oh. He turned his baseball cap around.
Another Stallone classic, Tango and Cash, makes the list at number 16.
Sure.
It's Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell. Two B-movie icons as rival cops, and Stallone plays like the really prim and proper one. He's in the suit all the time, and Kurt Russell's like, he's either Tango or Cash. I can't remember. He's all over the place. He's like the rebel who plays by his own rules. They flip him, man. They flip what you think they would ordinarily play.
Yeah.
Stallone's like an art collector, and he's real smart, and he wears glasses and stuff.
He that plays belongs
Tango
on the list.
Or Cash.
But is that
remember.
Good? Is that a good movie?
Yes.
It is.
It's horrible,
I've
but it's
it.
So
yeah.
good.
Okay.
Horrible, but so good. Starship Troopers.
Oh.
Number 12 on the
movie.
List. It's not
I like
good.
That movie.
It's horrible.
I like that movie.
You're insane.
Is that with the giant ants or something?
The giant bugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they have to go out and shoot the bugs down.
Yeah.
Who was the way, way, way hottie in that? That
Denise
wasn't
Richards.
Denise Richards was. Yeah, it was. Okay.
Yeah, she was in that. Casper Van Dien also
That's
stars
right.
in the film. You ever see The Toxic Avenger?
No.
No.
It's number 11 on the list. It's a classic sort of cheap, low-budget exploitation film about a janitor who falls into toxic waste and becomes a super-powered janitor. Becomes a superhero known as the Toxic Avenger.
So he can really, really sweep?
No, he becomes like a Hulk kind of character. Oh. He's got like an ugly, like deformed face, and he carries a mop and he beats people with it.
He beats people up with a mop?
There's one scene he rips a guy's arm off and beats him to death with it, literally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty classic.
I like that.
Let's take a look at the top 10, shall we? The best of the best, James Earl Jones and Eric Roberts.
Never heard of it.
About the U.S. karate team who has to beat the Koreans.
They traveled, karate?
Yeah, they traveled to Korea to participate in a martial arts tournament.
That. Sure.
Missing in Action, the Vietnam movie with Chuck Norris, is number 9.
Sure.
All right. Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger as John Matrix.
No, that was bad.
That was horrible. The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Marlon
Brando.
That's the movie that Brando mostly ad-libbed, right? His dialogue in that movie.
Yeah, the whole thing's just a nightmare. But it's such a nightmare. It's like a car wreck. You cannot avert your eyes. It's fascinating. Billy Madison made the list at number 6.
See, that's just, that's bogus, because that movie's just good.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that a bad movie. Number 5 was Dead Alive, a zombie movie made by Peter Jackson in his pre-Lord of the Rings days.
Okay.
Dolomite, worst, best blaxploitation film ever. It's a 1970s black exploitation movie about a pimp who also fights crime.
Yeah, that guy was more of a comedian than he was really an actor, and I think it shows in those movies.
Yeah, he has all the acting styles of Joe Frazier. It's kind of hard to understand exactly what he's saying through most of the film, but it's pretty spectacular. Showgirls, of course. That's true. It's uniformly considered one of the worst movies ever made, and yet, invariably, if I find it, I cannot stop watching.
It's car wreck. You can't take your eyes
off.
Well,
and it has an awful lot of hot chicks in it, too.
That's another thing
it's going for. You do have Elizabeth Berkley sliding around on a pole. You've got Gina Gershon and her lesbianism. It's good stuff. Porky's.
How dare you.
That's a classic. The Maxim people say that they respect must be paid to this film for bringing glory holes to the mainstream. I think that's true. And number one
and
on their
thinking.
List. Number one on their list, Big Trouble in Little China.
Ridiculous.
Kurt Russell, who has to save a green-eyed girl from a Chinese man and wants to marry her so he can take over the universe.
I remember that one.
Oh, it's magic.
That sounds good.
It's magic. It's basically Kurt doing a sort of a Snake Plissken thing, but it's a lot funnier. It's a John Carpenter movie, and it's a lot funnier. But it is bizarre. It's kind of a weird mix of like a kung fu movie and an action film and an Indiana Jones-style mystery and stuff, and it's very, very odd.
I got to think that our listeners have movies that way more deserve to be on that list than things like Billy Madison, for God's sake.
Yeah,
there are a lot of really, really bad movies that you love.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I know we do.
We'll take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Lisa, you brought in a clip of your favorite.
Two clips, actually. Okay. Yeah. The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just a gem. Yeah. And seriously, the special effects are amazing, but the premise is so ridiculous because we're going to be in the Ice Age in like 10 hours.
Not 10 hours,
it just happens.
It's just coming fast.
Yeah. So Dennis Quaid is the dad, Jake Gyllenhaal. And Dennis Quaid is a paleoclimatologist who has predicted this disaster. And Jake Gyllenhaal is his son.
Sure.
And his son gets trapped in New York. The dad's in Washington. And the son's in the public library, which is quietly being submerged underwater. And the son gets on the payphone to finally get a hold of his dad.
Yeah.
Where'd you store the Arctic gear?
Oh, that's
not it. You can't
make
it to New York.
That's not it?
Well, that was one of them.
Okay.
That's the discussion about the dad who's going to walk from Philadelphia to New York to rescue his son and find him.
So the son's drowning underwater going, Dad, what's happening? What's happening? And he tells him and he says, stay there. I'm going to come for you. And then this happens.
Where'd you store the Arctic gear?
You can't make it to New York, Jack.
I've walked that far before in the snow.
What? He's walking
this is
from
not
walking.
The same. Jack. This is not the same.
No. He's walking from Washington to New York.
It's so cold, your lungs will freeze if you breathe in the air.
I've walked that far before in the snow.
In this movie, aren't they literally outrunning cold air?
Yeah. Yes, they're getting flash frozen.
Yeah. It's their museum where everything is, the wind is coming in so cold that everything's freezing, but there's a guy carrying this chick, and he's looking behind him, and he sees like the walls turning into ice and stuff as he's running down the hallway. It's like, oh, you can outrun weather now, can you?
Well, they have a big fire in the fireplace.
That's all the time we have for that one. Ralph, you have a clip here?
Well, this is my guilty pleasure. I am a sucker for the entire Rocky series. I don't care. I own them all. No, they're not. You know what? The first 2-3, maybe after the third one, then they just went right downhill. None more so. I mean, Rocky V is pretty bad, but at least it went back to the sort of streets of Philadelphia. They tried to recapture the essence of the original Rocky story.
Right.
Rocky IV is so out there. It's so insane. It might as well be like Rocky goes to space or something. He might as well be a superhero. He fights Drago.
Who is the Russian,
the technologically advanced fighter from Russia. And this is during the Cold War, and they're going to pit their champion against the American champion, Rocky Balboa. And the fight becomes more than just a boxing match. It becomes a battle of two superpowers. It is the United States versus Russia. And, of course, Rocky wins because we've learned fairly early on in the series that it's not possible for Rocky to lose. He takes on Drago. And at the end, when he's beaten Drago, the Russians, the fight takes place in Russia, the Russians switch sides because he's such a good fighter. They start to cheer for him. They love him so much.
The crowd cheers for Rocky?
The Russians that hated him so much, the evil American, they hated him so much, but they learn to respect him because he's such a brilliant fighter.
Okay.
And in the end, he respects them for respecting him. And he realizes that maybe, just maybe, world peace can come about
because of their fight?
This boxing match.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
The translator. Translator of the crowd.
What I was trying to say is...
What?
That if I can change...
Yeah.
And you can change. Everybody can change.
See, we can all learn to live together because Rocky saved us.
That is a valuable lesson. I'm so glad you brought that up.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. These have to be bad movies. This is the category, bad movies that you like.
Now, Bean and Ralph don't have that category quite as much as I do. I mean, I have. Yeah. I mean, a lot of my movies are bad.
All of your movies.
You got your
bad.
Joe Dirt. You got your Night at the Roxbury. You got your Bring It On. Your Bring It On Again. Your Drumline. Your Stomp the Yard. That whole group.
Kevin finds good movies boring, to be honest with you here. But 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Hey, real quick before we break, let's just go to Andrew and Arlita because I want to make sure that people understand we're talking about bad movies that you like, okay? Because this isn't possible.
Andrew?
Hi.
Bad movies you like?
Kazam.
Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, that's got to be like one of the worst movies ever. But
it is one of the worst movies ever, but you like it?
I watched it so many times as a kid. I mean, everyone I know has watched it at least twice, even though like the storyline was horrible, though.
Right. But you were Shaq fans, I guess, or you just liked the...
Yeah, just a bit of a Shaq fan.
But you grow up and you realize that it's horrible and you don't watch it anymore.
I don't know. There's something I'll still watch it. I mean,
would you watch Rocky IV, Ralph, if it were on again today?
Oh, sure.
Yes, you would.
You would.
So, Andrew... Thanks for the call.
That makes the list.
We'll take a quick break and come right back. Maxim put out a list of the top 20 best worst movies of all time. And we didn't think it was a very good list, so we're coming up with our own. We all have kind of our own personal favorites.
Part of the problem is that there are too many movies to just confine to 20. You know what I mean? There are too many bad movies that you still love. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Hey, let's go to Corey in Yorba Linda. Curiously, he's calling about one that I've also gotten a couple of emails about already. So this one must be on a lot of people's minds this morning.
Corey, hi.
Hello, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Corey.
What's a bad, good movie?
Greatest movie in the world, Jean-Claude Van Damme's Bloodsport.
I don't think I've ever seen that, but anything with Jean-Claude Van Damme has to be bad.
Is Bloodsport the one where he says bricks don't hit back? Is that the one?
Which one?
Does he say bricks don't hit back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The funny thing, Jean-Claude Van Damme's like 5'6".
Okay, good. Thanks for the call.
It's hilarious.
Time Cop, too. Great.
Time Cop, yes.
Van Damme movie. Yes. It's horrible.
You guys remember Bring It On at the end when the cheerleaders, their routines got stolen by the black cheerleaders and the white cheerleaders, and they go to nationals, and then they lose, and then one girl says at the very end, second place, hell yeah, and they all start cheering?
Yeah.
That's my favorite moment ever. That's a great one. Let's go to Wayne, who's calling from San Bernardino. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. I got to say Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man with Mickey Rourke and Don Johnson. Boom.
I don't think I saw that one either.
Wow. That's a pairing.
But you'll watch that if it comes on now?
Dude, I got the movie in my truck right now. I'm looking at the case. I'm at work.
Oh, man.
You can't be without it.
Wow. I choked that down once, and that was it for me.
Oh, I swear, it's like crack.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it'll kill you. Like crack.
Let's go to Jose in Los Angeles. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Jose.
All right, best worst movie of all time is definitely Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Oh, you know what?
I know, I'm with him.
I'm caught there, too, every time it's on.
Really?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Let me just run down the premise for you guys. Okay. Entitled Heiress has a carpenter come and make a closet for her on her yacht. She's a total bitch to him, so as a result, that night she falls overboard, and of course everybody knows when you fall overboard, you get amnesia.
Right.
She washes up on the shore, and Kurt Russell goes and claims her and convinces her that she's his slave housewife to take care of his, like, four or five unruly kids.
See, and then he gets her back for being a bitch.
Yep.
Right, and this is all in a plot to, of course, make his dream come true, and that's build a miniature golf park.
That movie has everything.
I need to see this. Wow.
Yeah, I need to see Overboard, too, as well. Thank you, Jose.
Ralph, is that the movie that Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell met on, or were they...
No, they
met
they knew the movie because they were already together.
They met back in the 60s doing a Disney movie together, but they finally hooked up during Swing Shift, a movie that they made about World War II, people working in a factory World War II.
Let's go to Rick in Covina. He's got another all-time classic, and I know this is one that Super Horror always, you know, watches. A lot of people love this movie. Hi, Rick. You're on the Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Patrick Swayze with a shaggy mullet. Keanu Reeves. I am an FBI agent.
Point Break.
Point Break, everybody. Come on. Well,
I just got some kind of a promotional video of that. They sent it out. It's the pure adrenaline video. Version of
the new version?
Really? Yeah, so you can go out and buy that one
well,
again.
I'm glad that's been digitally remastered. You know, I'm getting a ton of emails in the other room for a film, and I'm surprised that this many people have seen it, because I've always known about it, but I got multiple emails for Clash of the Titans. You ever seen Clash of the Titans?
Yeah. I don't think I ever did.
The movie about the Greek gods?
No, I don't think
I've Harry
seen...
Hamlin?
Oh,
what does
yes,
he play?
I have. Yes, I have.
He plays Odysseus, or one of these Greek heroes who has to battle, like, Medusa and all these different creatures and stuff. And
I don't
it's
think
horrible,
I saw that.
But it's wonderful.
Getting a lot of email love for Pauly Shore and his films, too.
No.
Jury Duty, Son-in-Law, Encino Man.
No.
Apparently a lot of fans
sometimes
out there.
Sometimes bad is just bad, in the words of Huey Lewis.
Well, Son-in-Law. I mean, that's not bad.
How dare
you. I mean, it's bad, but it's good.
Horrible.
That's what I'm saying. Tyson in San Pedro. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Tyson.
Okay, Ski School. It has to be the best, worst movie ever.
Who was in Ski School?
The only one I know for sure is Boner from Growing Pains. It was on USA Up All Night.
Boner from Growing Pains.
Yeah, that's the only character I could recognize. It's a super old movie. It used to be on...
I'm going to have to track
night.
That down.
Most movies Thank with you. School in it are bad, I found.
Yeah, anything with school?
You ever seen Summer School?
Summer School.
Awesome.
Summer School.
With Mark Harmon, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
he plays lead?
Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley plays his love interest.
No,
yeah.
That's a bad
That's
movie.
Horrible.
That movie's
I'm going to say Back to School was an awesome movie, too, by the way, Ralph. I'm going to say there are exceptions. What about Barb Wire, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, Pam
sure.
Anderson.
Sure. Let's see. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon, Jose
oh,
says.
Oh, Last yes. Dragon.
Nothing But Trouble, Frank says, Rancho Santa Margarita.
Oh, no, that's a horrible.
Chevy
There's
Chase.
Nothing good about that movie.
Demi Moore.
Oh.
Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
You really watch Nothing But Trouble if it comes on today?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just the worst.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd. Demi Moore, it's a perfect group.
Well, then you must like Spies Like Us.
Oh, I love Spies
that's
Like Us.
That's a good movie.
Oh, that's a good
horrible.
Movie.
No.
That's a good
horrible.
Movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's good bad.
No, it's good.
No, Spies Like Us is bad,
Spies
but it's
Like
bad.
Us is in my category of bad movies that I like.
I like it.
really? All right, let's go to Jason, because I can't believe Jason from La Habba is telling us the truth here. Hey, Jason, you're on the Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. What's the movie?
Howie the Duck.
Oh!
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck?
The biggest bombs ever in movie history.
But you watch that if it comes on today?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. It comes on TV every now and then. I just sit in front of the TV and can't even move.
Howard. Leah Thompson's pretty hot in that, though.
Yeah,
was that
yeah.
Spielberg or Lucas or both?
George well? Lucas.
Wow.
Yeah.
What channel is airing Howard the Duck in 2007 is another question.
They just come on random channels. I got Dish Network, and you know sometimes it's just on there.
Yes, Mike.
I can't believe I didn't think of this. It just dawned on me. I have the official best one, and guys of my age group will definitely agree with me. It's a movie called Gleaming the Cube with Christian Slater, where he has an adopted Vietnamese brother that was murdered in Vietnam Town here in L.A., and so he gathers up his ragtag group of skateboarders, and they solve
they
the crime.
Revenge.
Yeah, they go
yes!
up. That movie ripped, right?
He's a fake skateboarder.
Yes, he has like a motley crew of skateboard guys, and they go around and they skateboard around L.A. and solve the crime.
While skateboarding?
The best movie.
They collect clues while skateboarding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the best part is not the one where he has like a renegade radio station, does he?
No,
where
that's
like
Pump Up the Volume. Up also up very good, right. A very good candidate for this group here. But the best part is that his brother, like I said, was Vietnamese. And adopted, so he had to go around town getting, you know, investigating. And he'd say, "Yeah, that boy that was killed last night, that was my brother." And all the Vietnamese people get mad at him. They're like, "Stop making fun of us! He wasn't your brother; you're white."
We sure did gleam the cube.
Lightning says Kroll and Corvette Summer.
Oh. Corvette Summer.
I love Corvette Summer.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill and Annie Potts.
Oh, and he's trying to find his stolen Corvette. I love that.
Assistant producer Superhorse says batteries not included, and don't tell the mom. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Oh, I remember batteries not included.
Those are bad ones. Yeah, these are some really bad movies. Dave says, "Save the Last Dance, King of Mexico."
Save the Last Dance.
Wasn't that just with the guy, the Hispanic guy? What's his name? Save the Last Dance, wasn't
Cheech
it?
Cheech Marin.
No. The guy that played
Ricardo Montalban.
No, the guy that played Zorro. That guy.
Antonio Banderas?
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas, right?
No, I think this is J-Lo.
No way, dude. Save the Last Dance is Julia Stiles and another dude. And the black dude teaches her how to dance the hip-hop. Right. And, you know, she lost her mother. Oh, it's the best, right. Dude.
Yeah, it's bad.
No, but you're right. Antonio Banderas had his own dancing movie recently.
Dave is a girl. There's no question about that.
Dude, I'm a sucker for dancing movies.
He is. He really
dude, I really am.
And who can dance less than Dave? But he loves it.
When dude, I can get down.
When we went to stomp, when we went to stomp the yard, Lisa and I had to literally pull him back down in his seat because he kept getting up to stomp. This is embarrassing. I got to tell you that.
Hold on a sec. I'm getting a new email message. Here's the sound my computer makes.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you a regular duck fan? You watch all the time him?
I know it seems long, like you wouldn't want to hear that every single time a new email comes in your inbox, but I love it so much I can hear it 100 times a day.
Absolutely.
Hang on a second. I'm getting a call.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter. We are talking about Kevin Amede's Download Rodeo. This is something new that we added to the KROQ.com website earlier this year. We have had so many requests for some of the sound files that we play on our show that we thought, hey, it's finally time to make them available to you. And you can put them on your cell phone or your computer or wherever you want to use them. They're in an MP3 or a WAV file, and they're all free, and they're up at KROQ.com. And listeners have been starting to do some creative things with the audio that we're offering them.
Yeah, they've been putting together song mixes. This is the second one that we've gotten in that's really good, so we want to play it for you. But it's using music, and then they put all of the sounds of the Kevin and Bean Show over it. They edit it together creatively. Jum, jum, jum,
jum, jum, jum, jum. Anna. Anna.
I need a woman.
Anna.
Who's your whore? Who's your whore?
Anna.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean.
I got me a monkey.
Anna.
Check it. Yeah.
What's your bar?
Anna.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Anna.
I want a good movie.
Hello,
Poon. Anna. Poon. Excuse me, spicy sausage. How do you like that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Anna.
Shizek.
I need a woman.
Anna. No.
I'll be there pounding some dick.
Who's your whore?
We're on the sausage hunt right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of masturbation.
I need a woman.
I'll just do
it. F me.
Oh, that's fine.
The people love him.
Exactly. No one wants
that. What do you do, nephew?
I'm all about the vagina.
Whore.
Ooh, yeah.
That's pretty well done, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Very well done. Yeah, that's good good use of the sound that's up there.
Send those to me, Kevin at KROQ.com. Bean tends to delete stuff like that. Send it, and if it's good, we'll play it on the air, and you can go to KROQ.com to get all the sounds, the Kevin and Bean Download Rodeo.
I watched the first 4 hours of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night from the Waldorf Astoria.
What a bore.
Are you nuts?
What a
entertaining
bore.
Show, a lot of great rock and roll, but Eddie Vedder was on bringing R.E.M. into the Hall of Fame and made this is a big party. They're out there celebrating. You know, this is your big night. And he brought everybody down talking about Kurt, talking about, oh, I wish Kurt was still here. Oh, it really should be Kurt up here, not me. And I'm like, dude, way to be a buzzkill. You know what I mean? We're 4 hours into the show. You're on talking about Eddie Nedster. Come
on. You know what? If you want a party, you don't invite Eddie Vedder. You don't turn to Eddie for the party.
Well,
he doesn't exactly bring it.
That's true. He sang on Man on the Moon with R.E.M. on stage. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that would be cool, yeah.
Velvet Revolver
got booed.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Why'd they get booed?
Because they came out, they brought in Van Halen, right? Mm-hmm. Of which only Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar showed.
Two former members.
Yeah. Why didn't they just bring out Sammy and Gary Cherone? Anyway, so they do Ain't Talking About Love, right? They rock the old school Van Halen, and they're sounding great. And then, for some inexplicable reason, they break into some new Velvet Revolver music.
No, they didn't.
What was that about?
They played their own?
The crowd's like, that's not Van Halen! Boo! It was nuts. Everybody booed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame party.
Great.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
By the way, Sammy Hagar was very cool. He's like, look, I love these guys. Anytime they want, I'm willing to go out on stage with them, play with Van Halen, I'll go out with Dave. I mean, he seemed to have no problems with anybody who's ever been in Van Halen.
Sure.
He's happy to have the whole big happy family.
Yeah, they're going
to
toss him out of his trailer park if he doesn't start making some payments soon. I bet he has no problem.
If they only wanted him, everything would be good.
Exactly. It's 7:58. It's Carrick UFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. A very special surprise we can't talk about on the air because we don't want to tip anybody off, but something we've never attempted before between 8 and 9 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
I can't wait to hear what it is. I'll be tuning in.
No, you're going to like it.
But it's between 9 and 10. He missed.
Oh, sorry.
Angelina Jolie recently escaped a kidnapping plot.
Wow.
What? According to Angelina, it was in a small village. She said, I won't say where or with whom, but some gangsters planned to kidnap me and extort a massive ransom, she said. I was warned at the last minute and managed to escape, luckily.
Huh.
Look, if I'm going to kidnap Angelina Jolie,
yeah,
there's no ransom.
You're not asking
no
for money.
No one's getting her back. Once I got her, she's got.
Yeah, that's
far as we're going. Just me and those lips for the rest of my days.
Oh, man.
And you're the ones on her face, too.
Sure,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be a Samuel L. Jackson in Black Snake Moan with Angelina Jolie chained up in your living room.
75-pound chains and a lot of blues music. Oh, Lord, Black Snake Moan, coming to me in the night. You got to see that movie. It's so cool. Colin Farrell's just the man.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was out with his ex-girlfriend, Kim Bordenave. They have a son together, James, and they were taking James to get a burger at In-N-Out in Hollywood. They went through the drive-thru, and reportedly, Colin was so impressed by the service he received at the drive-thru that he quickly dropped off his ex and his son and doubled back to the In-N-Out to get the number of the girl who was working at the window.
Wow. Which In-N-Out was that?
One on Hollywood.
And she was how old?
18 years old.
Yep.
Yay!
How could she understand a word he said when he pulled up at the drive-thru?
I don't even know how to put it in your butt.
She's like, okay.
She hopped in his car. It was magic.
I think Kevin said it right earlier, which is that Colin Farrell is one of the few guys, there are a couple of them, who can just point. George Clooney's another one. Just like if he wants to have sex with someone, he just points, and then she comes and has sex with him, and then he goes on his day.
If he pointed at me,
anything.
If he pointed at me, I would need someone to remind me I was heterosexual. I would.
Really? Like, really?
He's okay. Tempting. Oh, Ralph, you're straight. Oh, sorry.
That's right. Sorry.
I got flustered for a minute.
Suck on that.
Hey, what the? He's pretty impressive. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We thought maybe Tom Brady was sowing his seeds of love all over the place. He's already got his ex-girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah, you said he got two women pregnant at the same time.
And rumor had it that his current girlfriend, Gisele Bündchen, was also pregnant. However, she is denying those rumors.
Oh.
She's saying she is not pregnant. In fact, her father, Valdir Bündchen, recently told a reporter that the rumor was absolutely false. He said, I talk to her every day. She would have told me. So, either dad is
maybe
horribly in denial, or
she's not.
Or
pregnant.
Giselle's already had the abortion.
Oh,
Bean.
God.
I'm just saying.
Why?
Don't tell your father everything.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Hooray for Bean. Hooray for glass. Hooray for Bean. He's a horse's ass.
Hey, maybe we need the Kevin and Dave show. Maybe a mistake earlier today. We should have doubled back.
You placed the wrong one?
Figured it out.
Bean, I reject you totally.
Come on. I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't.
Looks like there may be a settlement in the Heather Mills-Sir Paul McCartney divorce. London's News of the World tabloid is claiming that Heather has agreed to just accept a paltry $48 million in cash from Sir Paul to go away.
That is so much.
I'd like someone to hand you a check for $48 million just for going away. Yep. And, of course, she gets a mansion, which is worth about $8 million. She gets to keep the house.
Wow.
They will have joint custody of Beatrice, their three-year-old daughter, according to... According to the tabloid, however, only Paul will get to bounce her on his knee. Oh, no, that's how they worked out.
Legally, that's written in there?
They legally worked it out because the kid falls off, apparently, when she does it on one of the knees.
She's missing a leg, right?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Masterson, who played Stephen Hyde on That 70s Show. He's 31 years old today. Annabeth Gish from The West Wing and... many, many other projects. She's 36 years old today. Adam Clayton, bassist for U2, turns 47. And William H. Macy, one of our favorite actors, to that whole Wild Hogs incident. But let's try to put that behind us.
But hasn't he done so many great movies?
I know, but still, Wild Hogs.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
The people love him.
He's 57 years old today. And Common, the rapper Common, celebrates his 35th birthday today.
Sure.
So to my pal Luscious Liz, yo, yo, whoop-de-woo! I'm trying to get hipper, you know?
Yeah, it's not working.
Trying to get blacker in my old age.
Not working.
Not working?
Nope.
Come on, my nizzle.
Oh, that's it. I left big boy for this. Oh, no.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Lisa Mae, what is it you're bitching about today?
I want to tell you that yesterday, late afternoon, I went to see the Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Or Zodiac.
Oh, yes. Good. Was it good?
It was good.
Excellent.
Very good. But there were five guys sitting directly in front of me in a fairly empty theater.
Right.
And we got into a texting confrontation.
Because they were texting?
Yes.
Were they texting each other? Because that's what Dave would do.
They might have been. I don't know.
Were they texting Dave?
I'm torn because I know Dave, who's a really nice guy who does that. But these were just snot-nosed teenagers.
Yeah.
And I try to be polite about it. I lean over and say, you know, that's really distracting.
Because
I don't tell
why?
Them what
you
to
can
do.
See the
yeah,
screen?
Yeah, totally. Okay. It's like shining in my eyes. Plus, they had the Razer phone with the bigger screen, and it's like totally distracting.
Did you think the theater is completely empty? I'll just move?
No, I was there 20 minutes before they sat down. I was so pissed.
Who cares who's there first? That sounds like you're closer
moving.
To the light. Turn it off. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah,
but come on. Now we're like 25 minutes into the movie.
So what?
I'm
stand
not
up
moving.
And move. That's the but easiest the truth way. Is, Lisa shouldn't have to stand up and move.
No,
the truth
she
is,
shouldn't.
They shouldn't have been texting.
The truth is, people should be a little more
of
polite.
Of course they should. But if they're not going to be, and they clearly aren't, it's a very simple fix.
So then the guy next to the guy who says a very not sorry, sorry.
Right.
And finally puts it away. Then the guy next to him 15 minutes later does the same thing. Right.
Right.
So my friend leans over and he's not as polite and he says, shut your phone.
Nice.
And the guy says, no.
Did you get in a brawl?
And he said, shut it. And then he kicked the back of his chair.
What in God's name is going on? There's seven
we
of you
angry.
In the theater.
Wait, the movie's going on?
Yes.
Well, by the way, they were talking throughout the movie. I mean, they were clearly not of a mental capacity to actually sit through a complex movie like this.
Okay.
They should have been at like a cartoon.
So here's my point to you.
So then.
All right, go ahead.
The point is, don't tell me what to do.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Just telling you the story.
Right.
So then. Later, because then the guy finally puts his phone away, and that was the end of it. But then later, my friend says, God, I don't know what I would have done if he stood up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was like, I don't know either, but I'm a green belt. I'd be right there with you.
Oh, man.
This would have been the chance for to use your kung fu,
been
Lisa.
Awesome.
Oh, that would have been good.
I was really ready to go. It was just so...
Of course.
That's
I don't know
that's
why
annoying.
I get so annoyed by it.
I don't either.
It's just one of those buttons, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Because people are so rude today, and they just...
Listen,
they just
I
don't
agree.
Care about, you know, what they want to do and who they want to text during a movie is so much more important than the fact that we also paid money to sit there to watch the movie and not watch them. In fact, one of the guys said, just watch the movie. And it's like, I would if you would stop shining a light in my eyes.
Lisa, you should have used your ninja skills and you should have left them in a crumpled heap. That's what you should have done.
All five,
of them.
I could have just touched the pressure point, you know, like Spock does and just... And then I said to my friend, I said, you should have just grabbed that phone and run like hell. I mean, by the time they even knew what was happening, you could be in another theater. They never find you.
Just run into another theater and throw it.
Yeah.
And they'll never find
that
it.
That would be awesome.
That's a great idea.
I would so back you.
I'm very disappointed that you did not use your green belt skills. I mean, this is why you have them, is so that you can make things done.
Boys, with great talent comes great responsibility.
Yeah, but wax on, wax off. What good is it if you're not going to...
I'm a lethal weapon. I, you know, unless someone really threatens me, I cannot do it.
First time they start texting, you stand up and you go, whoa! And then they go,
do you be a lethal weapon if you're going to end up being as effective as I would be? You know what I mean? You're just sitting there like a lump.
My other thought was, you know, just do crazy person. Just go, wouldn't that freak people out?
Well, I would think so, and I would also recommend that.
Because they wouldn't know.
Just
they
crazy
think you
person.
Crazy. They wouldn't know what to expect.
I like it.
Because being polite does not work.
Of course
clearly.
Not. But see,
nobody has respect for
here's
that.
The thing. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. But what I am saying is, can't you make the judgment immediately that they don't care that they're being rude? And so just take, you know, other actions so that
maybe.
You can solve it yourself. Because they're not, you can say whatever you want to them. It's not going to work.
Lisa doesn't want the terrorists to win, though. That's what's going on here. Because then they get to continue to exercise the bad behavior with no penalty.
Right, but Lisa's not going to give them a penalty. She's
well,
not the penalty
if I have to
giver.
Get up and move, I'm kicking the heck out of their seats first.
Oh, you'll show those
boom,
seats.
Boom, 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 boom.
What you need to do is you need to stand up in your kung fu stance
yes.
and give them the crazy person yell. Both.
That's what I'm going to do
so that they
time.
Look into your eyes and they go, oh, my God, she's going to kick our heads off and actually leave in fear.
That would be great.
Oh. You know, about 2 weeks ago, I was, you know, promoting owning a gun, and you were making fun of me, Lisa Mae, but it would have come in really handy.
That's
yesterday.
True. I just make that little clicking noise.
No,
when
just pulled it out of your purse and pointed it at him and said, "Who's the boss now?"
How about if you putting
those
away
snot nose bitches?
Put away your camera and your phone now. Look at this.
You want to hold out the two-way? I got the 44 Magnum.
But see, she doesn't need that because she's got the Fist of Fury.
Exactly.
It's true.
She needs to use the Fist of Fury.
Why didn't you just punch one of them?
Because I'm not, you know, I'm nonviolent.
You wouldn't have had to fight all five.
Nonviolent doesn't always work.
Well, you're right. Listen, if he'd come at me.
Oh. I see one guy's nose shatter shredding with Lisa Mae's, like, forearm shiver. The rest of them are running.
Yeah, that's I could true. Pluck that's true. His heart right out of his chest before he knew what was happening.
And eat it. That's and what you should have yes. done. Yeah. Then the other four would have gone, better put my phone away.
Exactly.
She ate my friend's heart.
See? Lisa, you weren't thinking. You got all these skills at your disposal. You're not using it, baby. Come on.
Now I feel bad.
All that work for nothing. All right, well, good times right
yep,
there,
that
Lisa.
That was fun. I really enjoyed that.
All right. Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins from Charlie. Lisa's crazy person scream totally needs to be available to download Rodeo. Well, that would be frightening for anybody getting a phone call or an email message, that's for sure. But
we will put that right up. Yes, we will.
That's awesome.
That's good. Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave a message on any topic. This one puts together... did somebody order Mexican? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That clip that we got? I guess that was Ralph.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Yeah, he was interviewing somebody in line for Who Wants to Be a Superhero.
Right.
And that was a Mexican superhero. And this is, that puts that together with our ultimate spring break trip.
Did somebody order Nordic? Yeah.
Wow, so the ultimate spring break is Norway, Nine Inch Nails.
Of course it is.
I'm glad to see that this guy is still keeping this alive.
I thought I was the only one still doing that.
Yeah, I thought you were too. Unfortunately, that's not the case. People, when they're in their cars, like to call and tell us things that they saw that don't quite make sense.
I'm driving past the corner of Olympic and La Cienega right now, and there is a sign spinning class. There is an instructor and about 20 student sign spinners, all with different signs, learning how to spin enormous arrows.
I don't know why you're making fun of us, because that's a difficult skill to learn, and it takes a lot of training.
I was teaching them how to hold a sign.
Imagine if he was your instructor.
That'd be awesome.
My God.
Your ears would never stop bleeding.
Not all jokes are funny.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, what do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe? Roberto. What do you call a Mexican that lives in the Caribbean? A carabiner. Ha ha.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, that's
good.
Wow.
That's good comedy right there, I got to tell you. Bean has strange pet peeves. The rest of us have kind of normal pet peeves, but this one drives Bean crazy.
Hey, Bean. Happy daylight savings time.
Oh, how dare you.
For some reason, that really bugs him. It's supposed to be daylight saving, right?
With savings, correct. Right. Yeah. That's right.
Drives Bean crazy.
Yeah.
Boy, that Rodney got a star, and everyone was there. He is still a weirdo, and he doesn't care. He's short like a midget, and he's in a bad suit. He'll never get married, because he is an old kook.
All right!
That sounds like that old dude on Family Guy, that pervert grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah, with who whistles when he talks, yeah.
With a really feminine voice.
Stupid Chuck. What's up? Anna? Get it.
Okay. I don't even understand that.
That's a little confusing. I don't know if you guys heard or not. I probably shouldn't bring it up like this, but Mike's dog died.
What?
Yeah, and the K-Rock microphones were there.
All right. Lola?
Oh. Sorry to break it to you, Psycho Mike.
Yes.
Sorry that's the way you had to find out.
You deserve that.
What are you going to do? There are some people, they are not me, but I know a lot of people in Southern California very happy about this time of year.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, baseball season is here. And I just want to say thank you, Kevin and Bean, you sorry sacks of malarkey. Keep playing those Angels commercials, because if you do to the Angels what you did to all the other bands like Blink
Oh, man. They're going to have a great, great season. Go Dodgers. Yeah!
All I know is that the baseball season for my beloved Seattle Mariners kicks off in 20 days, 7 hours, 7 minutes, and 20 seconds. Not that I'm counting.
Maybe that's why I don't like baseball, because I have to spend this much time with Bean. And he's always talking about his goddamn Mariners, and he knows that none of us care about that.
Yep.
You know the burn? You know when you say, hey, I guess not everybody has chocolate chip cookies, and everybody else goes, oh, wow, I wish I did.
Yeah.
Bean doesn't really get that concept.
Here in the bottom of the third, we go to...
Oh, hang on a second. This is Bean calling, guys. I guess not everyone is listening to Seattle Mariners spring training baseball on the radio, are they, mother... How do you like me now? Burn! Burn! Anna?
See, the rest of us don't care about the Mariners, so that's
like
not...
Saying, I bet you don't have liver and onions to eat, do you?
That's not a burn, really. Because none of us would be listening to that if we could.
No!
What?
How unbelievably lucky are you, Lisa May? Sam, the Armenian comedian, is willing to start off his record-cutting hair day on Thursday by cutting your hair.
My hair. Gee, it's a shame I won't be there.
What?
I'm going to have to be here.
No, we can make
Otherwise,
it so that you can be there. No problem.
I would love a precision scissor haircut by Sam.
Sam is the Armenian precision scissor.
Yes, haircut. Also, all I do is grow hair. That's my therapy.
You grow hair. You grow hair. You're
when
bald.
You're bald. No, excuse me. I'm bald. It doesn't matter. I'm doing people's hair.
Right.
When I do the split ends and dead ends, they breathe better. They grow better. That's what I do. Every 6 weeks, I trim the ends.
No, I don't understand
at all.
Right.
Listen, here's what's
going on, folks. The reason Sam, the Armenian comedian, is smelling up the studio with his bad heba is because he is going for a Guinness Book of World Records attempt Thursday morning at Electric Hair. Now, this is the hair place at Cal State Long Beach. It's at level 2 of the student union. It's been there for years and years and years. It may not be after this Thursday, but the current record, apparently, is 250 haircuts in a 24-hour period. Sam somehow thinks he can not only give 251 haircuts in a 24-hour period, but he can do it and give flawless precision haircuts to each customer. He can do it while he's telling jokes. He can do it while taking breaks to sing with his band. He can do it while he's singing karaoke. He thinks that he can do it all. And we're going to see if he can, because Thursday morning, Ralph is going to be down there at the Electric Hair. We're going to be broadcasting live as long as it takes.
But wait a minute.
Everyone who shows... What?
What do you mean we're going to see if he can? You mean we're going to be there when he does?
That's what I meant to say. Did I accidentally cast aspersions there? And we're going to give out a free K-Rock commemorative t-shirt to anyone who gets their hair cut by Sam starting at 6 o'clock Thursday morning, and stickers in the whole deal. Now, Sam, we're doing all this for you, making you the most famous hairstylist in Southern California. What's your complaint? What is it you're asking for?
You know what? This is was one day I was saying, I'm the fastest haircut, and I give service to the Fantastic Sam's in Simi Valley, and I have a hair salon with my wife, hair people in Hollywood. And my gimmick is to grow hair. People are just, when you trim the rose bush, it goes more rose. You know, hair is the same precision.
You can't grow more hair, Sam.
While you cut hair every 6 weeks, the split ends and dead ends, they grow hair.
Okay, don't all hairstylists do the same thing then? They cut hair?
Yes, they do, but they don't know the real answer. I got the real answer.
What's the real answer?
Hair grows
the answer
from
is,
hang on, I want to hear the real answer.
Okay. Hold on. If you don't trim the hair, it doesn't grow.
Right, but people...
Excuse me, don't interrupt me.
But Sam, everybody cuts...
I'm a cosmetologist.
Don't interrupt him.
Sorry.
I'm a cosmetologist, not barber. My father was barber, and I can do all.
Okay.
Well, the reason is the more you grow, the more hair grows. The more you don't grow, the more hair falls out of your scalp. And it doesn't make any sense. You have hair all over in your purse, in your car, in your pillow, in your shit, in your shower.
The more you grow, the more you don't grow.
Yes. The more you don't grow, you
like
don't
grow. Like pearls before swine with Bean.
Okay, but Sam, what I'm confused about is how is you cutting somebody's hair different from anybody else cutting somebody's hair in terms of how you then set it up to grow faster?
The reason is the more you cut, the more it grows, man. The more you don't cut, it doesn't grow.
So in other words, if I get my hair cut every single day, it will grow
No,
you'll be all hair by afternoon.
Every week, every month, every 2 weeks, everybody needs a haircut.
Okay, but every hairstylist does that. How come you're different?
Every hairstylist cuts the hair.
I know, but they don't know if you. They say, hey, they just wait for the customers to come back. But no, I brainwash my customers to come back and see me.
Oh, so they need to come see you like every day or every other day.
No, every 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's way different than most.
Normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to say I don't understand what the hell you're talking about and move on to topic B, which is, did you or did you not?
If you don't cut the hair, it will fall out of your scalp.
We don't speak your legalese.
We got to move on.
We don't understand because we're not experts.
Did you or did you not, Sam, call our producer Lightning early in the week? Well, I guess today's Tuesday, so it would have been yesterday, and said, hey, Kevin and Bean, I need a publicist.
Yeah, I don't have time to, for example, to go and write myself in a show, Oprah, for instance, or Jimmy Kimmel Live, and have a ticket towards Armenia cutting hair. I have no time, so my publicist will do all that for me.
I see. So you're not showing up on the Jimmy Kimmel Show because you're not able to make the call and represent yourself.
Right.
I see.
He does my job.
And same with Oprah. If you only had a publicist.
And I'm going to open a school in Ethiopia where I'm from. Yes, I'm born in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, Africa. The reggae started over there.
Right.
So you're going to open up a reggae school?
Yeah, what school? A reggae school?
No, I'm going to open up a computer genius school in Ambo, which is a little village, comes mineral water.
You're a computer genius?
No, I'm going to open a school for the kids.
Can you do that starting tomorrow? Can you leave now?
No. He's got to set the record on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
And
okay.
So do you think you'll get lots of money from setting the record and that's how you'll do it?
Yes. I'm going to be in all over commercials. And then all the producers and all over.
Sam, we have a surprise for you.
Yes.
I'm happy for you and your school in Ethiopia, but we have a surprise for you. You are going to be Thursday morning. You're going to be live here on K-Rock cutting hair at the Electric Hair at Cal State Long Beach trying to set the world record. But you want to take it to the next level and you've requested a publicist. Well, it so happens that we work in the entertainment industry. We have friends that are publicists, and we have lined up our pal Matt to at least consider you. And he's an actual real-life publicist. We have him on the phone right now, Sam. So will you try to be on your best behavior? Because this guy's a Hollywood professional, okay?
Yes.
All right. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Now, Matt is a publicist for Will Ferrell, Sacha Baron Cohen, and others. So he's the real deal.
Wow. Yeah. The real man.
The real deal.
He's the real deal. I mean, this is the guy that helped steer Borat to international superstar, Sam. So you see what we're talking about here, okay?
Borat copied me. I'm the real deal. My wife tells me that.
Your wife tells you that Borat copied you?
Yes.
That you're the real Borat.
I'm the real
Borat. You might not want to start off with that, considering he's...
Oh, my God.
Why don't you represent Sacha Baron Cohen.
Why don't you just tell Matt that he's a phony and a fraud, and he has no business being on the phone?
What's that?
Are you suing him too, Sam?
He might as well be. All right. Listen, Sam, we got a real-life Hollywood publicist on the phone. What is it you think he should best know about how to go about representing? What do you offer that he can make you some money with?
Well, the real...
Talking to the mic, Sam.
Yes. My movie is coming out right now. It's called Born High.
Born High. Okay.
Yes.
Is that in the theaters?
It's going to be once he sees it.
Oh, so he's going to put it into the theaters.
Right.
Okay, so Matt, do you mind taking a look at Sam's movie?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good. Riveting. What is it? What's the movie about?
It's about how funny I am.
It won't take much time, Matt. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Who else is in it, he wants to know, Sam?
A bunch of people talking about me, including you, Kevin.
I'm in your movie?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You say, oh, my God, he's... if we have a little bit, he's so funny. But when we have after 1 minute, he's a headache.
Right. So that sounds like a documentary.
It does.
It sure does. And we passed that 1 minute mark about 5 minutes ago, Sam, so you're on very thin ice. All right. So you're coming to our publicist friend, Matt. You already have a movie ready to go. That's a good start. Most people don't come to you with that much accomplished already, right, Matt?
Check it on myspace.com/BornHigh. B-O-R-N-H-Y-E.
Okay. Tell us about your comedy. You want him to rep your comedy as well? Like
yes.
all the assets of you, all the different.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm comedy? Like a John Belushi. I have a lot of costumes in it as a Santa. You are in it.
I'm in what?
As a Santa, you are next to me, and on the.
Are you still talking about the movie?
Yes.
No, I'm changing the topic now. Let's move on from the movie. You're also a comedian.
Yes.
You're a kids clown. You're the lead singer of a band.
Yes.
I'm trying to get all of the different
I'm
aspects.
Also a massage therapist.
He's a massage therapist, Matt.
You sound like a real multi-hyphenate is what we call it in our side of the
Yes.
Thing.
And I was
Matt, Matt is not going to have time to worry about Will Ferrell's faltering career if he's, you know, loads, you know, hooks up with the rocket ride that is Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Sounds like a full-time job.
So you like a full-body massage. Okay. All right, I'll get back to you on that.
And then I also did a cab driving in New York City 4 years, and then a Good Humor Man, Ice Cream Man in 4 years.
Okay,
you drove a cab?
Yes. None of that matters now.
Sam, I have to ask
this question, and I think, and Matt, you'll agree with me, it's important that you have an honest relationship with your clients. You guys need to be able to shoot straight with one another. Okay, Sam, why is it you've been doing comedy for the last 25 years and you haven't succeeded so far? Do you think it's possible that you're not funny?
How dare you?
Right?
I'm on the Comedy Store every Monday. What the...
Easy.
And also Dom Barris, the warm-up guy for...
but those are open mic nights. Anybody could be on those, right?
No, it's not an open mic night. This is my... Ding Dong Show is a regular show.
That's your show. Okay, have you been
in my show.
Any other comedy clubs on any other nights beside that one?
Besides that, I want to go, but I have no time.
No time.
I want to go.
Got to find the time, Sam.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're going to do it for me, Matt, Mr. Matt.
You need a point of view when you're on stage.
What's your point of view, Sam?
On the stage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will just unzip the heads of the audience, take the brains out, and wash it, and dirty it, and put it back, and zip it up.
Hmm. Okay, you're thinking of Sylar from Heroes. That's not you.
he's gonna
unzip the brains.
He's going to zip their heads open, Matt.
Yeah.
Sam, you may want to think about opening up for somebody. You may want to start that way.
Oh, interesting.
Great idea.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Yes.
Sam, what about that? What about, say John Lovitz or somebody is doing a comedy set. You approach his people and say, hey, here's 5 minutes of my best material. Maybe I could open for Mr. Lovitz. Have you tried that approach?
I will do that.
You'll do that?
Yes.
You don't want to.
Go to the Comedy and Magic Club on a Sunday night. I think Jay Leno goes there on Sundays to work out.
Open up for Jay.
Maybe the Comedy Store.
Yes. All right. Give Matt just your best joke. Give him just a joke so that he can sample your fares.
Okay.
So he knows what he's dealing with.
Well, I'm talking about Armenian public, what they do, and it's funny. For me, to what they, instance, one guy goes to the doctor.
You know what they say, you got to speak what you know about.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so a guy goes to the doctor, does he say?
An Armenian man goes to the Armenian doctor.
Thank you, Lightning. Just put his microphone in front of us.
And the doctor checks him out. He says, hey, Mr. Vartan, nothing wrong with you. And he says, doctor, I know nothing wrong with me, but could you please action my Medicare? In other words, action it,
Matt?
Yeah.
Maybe we spoke in haste about him opening for somebody. Maybe he needs to have someone open for him.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, I think we don't want to waste any more of Matt's time here, Sam, but I think he's given you some good advice, which is that you can't, if you're going to make it in show business, it's hard work, and you can't sit around and wait for somebody else to do all the work for you.
That's what he has Matt for.
But he needs to, I think Armenian comedian needs to take his career more seriously and start being a little more proactive out there.
Stay away from Medicare jokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Medicare jokes.
It doesn't kill.
They don't kill.
It doesn't kill.
All right. Another joke.
Why
the dog chases the cat? Why the cat chases the mouse? Because mouse has the cheese. From Ronald Reagan, that
Matt,
is.
Matt, we're going to let you go. Thanks for talking to us today. We apologize.
See you guys later.
We're going to give Matt. You Sam's email address.
That'd be perfect. I'm dying for it.
Do with it what you please.
See you guys later.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.
I think that went well.
He's going to go right back to his partners now and say, dude, gotta have this guy.
Drop Borat. We've got the real deal.
Wait till he tells his Medicare chunk. Kills.
All right. Listen, Sam, we got to go. We got to take a break. But Thursday morning, you'll be at Electric Hair at Cal State Long Beach in the Student Union Level 2. You're going to be going for the world record in the Guinness Book of World Records. The most haircuts ever. Free K-Rock t-shirts for everyone who gets their haircut by Sam. You can sign up in advance at Electric Hair, or you can give them a call if you want to make an appointment at 562-985-4522. We'll see you Thursday morning, Sam.
Woo! I can't wait. I'm going to kick that Italian's asshole.
The Italian has the record now. I think it's just ass.
Yeah, we just
say kick his ass.
I'm going to
leave the hole out of
it. That's about it.
That was embarrassing to put our poor friend Matt through that, by the way.
Yeah. What? I think, you know, I think there's a budding professional relationship.
Well, he's a professional publicist, and I hate to waste a guy like that who's busy, waste his time with someone like Sam. You know? I hate to waste our time.
I think the problem is he didn't hear Sam's music. I think if he'd heard Sam's music, it really would have pushed him over the edge.
Teenagers stop spraying the bullets at each other.
Because we claimed he was a multi-hyphenate. But we really didn't have a chance to show the myriad ways he can
entertain.
We
failed Sam, is what you're
saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Let him do his comedy, which I thought was great, by the way. The mouse has the cheese. That's as fresh as today's headline.
I hope
we didn't hear any music.
I hope when Matt blows him up, we get our 10%.
Yep, I hope so, too.
Right?
Well, yeah. Thursday morning, you'll be down in Long Beach, down there with Sam as we go for the world record. Ralph, I know you're looking forward to that. It's KRQFM passing Los Angeles. It's 9:01 Showbiz time. Now, what's going on?
When you say Matt blows him up,
I mean when he...
Professionally.
Yes. Oh. Of course.
I was hoping maybe you meant with...
No, you mean with...
Gelignite.
Or whatever.
We knew it was bound to happen.
What?
It was too good for too long. Now the man's stepping in.
What?
You know that YouTube we all love so much? You know YouTube?
Yeah.
We love YouTube?
Love YouTube.
Of course, love YouTube.
Well, it came out today that Viacom, which, by the way, is an excellent organization in its own right, if I may add.
They own us. Go ahead.
Is suing YouTube and Google, its owner. How much do you guess they're suing them for? This is for using unauthorized use of its programming, of Viacom.
I thought
programming.
They already made him pull it down.
$100 million. Kevin.
$400 million.
You think so small. What? How about $1 billion?
What?
Give us $1 billion.
How can you do more damage to a company than a company is worth?
Viacom contends that 160,000 unauthorized clips of Viacom programming, that means MTV, VH1, CBS, I mean, you name it, have been uploaded onto YouTube's site and been viewed more than 1.5 billion times. They've been in some negotiations trying to work out a way where YouTube can use authorized clips from the major entertainment content providers, but no progress has been made, so if I can... All right, that's it. Screw it. $1 billion. We're suing you.
I understand copyright violations. I do. But in the case of YouTube, how does it hurt MTV if somebody puts up something funny that a VJ... Like, you know, say Jessica Simpson's on TRL and her boob falls out of her, you know, shirt or something.
Oh.
And somebody puts that up on YouTube. How does that hurt MTV if now that's available on YouTube for people to see that missed it the first time around?
I can't imagine.
This is so bogus.
Because what if... MTV wants to put it up on their website and drive traffic to that website.
But they're making them take it all down, aren't they? Already? I mean, come on. What's up with that? YouTube was good the way it was.
$1 billion.
There's a guy out there who puts every second of the Kevin and Bean Show on his website.
Don't say that.
Oh, nice. Good.
We don't care.
He doesn't.
We love him.
Bean's lying about that. He doesn't do
that. No, no one does that. No one does that.
Thank you for that. Our company can't get a podcast together. This guy's making podcasts available for people.
No, he's not.
Awesome.
He's not doing any such thing.
Theoretically, he is.
Guy poking a dog with a stick.
I'm saying he could be.
Let sleeping lawyers lie, will you?
Stop it. They're already sue happy.
I'm just saying.
Bean's rubbing raw meat.
Lisa's air name, by the way, in Bakersfield was Sue Happy.
Bean's rubbing raw meat all over this poor guy's ass who does this website.
Yes.
He's going to release the Doberman Pinscher.
I love that guy.
Well, then still bring it up.
Valuable service.
Stop painting a target on his balls.
Well, then quit suing people. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not suing anyone.
Stop suing people, Ralph. What's wrong with you?
Oh, God, I hate you so much.
You have your head up your ass.
Looks like there may be a settlement in the Heather Mills Sir Paul McCartney divorce.
Whatever it is, it's too much.
According to the News of the World, a London tabloid, Sir Paul McCartney has agreed to pay Heather $48 million.
Ah.
Plus a mansion worth $8 million. Plus agreeing to joint custody of Beatrice, their three-year-old daughter.
Wow.
$48 million doesn't sound like too much once you start talking about $1 billion, by the way, in the last three. All of a sudden, $48 seems cheap.
But no, I mean, this means that, 48 plus 8, 56 million. This means he wants her to go away $56 million worth.
Wouldn't you?
That's how much he wants to give her away.
About five years? It's $10 million a year.
Man.
Wow. I want that gig. I want to marry Paul McCartney. I'll even take my leg off for it.
Is that right?
Absolutely. What's a leg compared to $50 million? Rosie O'Donnell is returning to Nip Tuck. She's going to show up again on that show.
They didn't learn their lesson?
More nude lovemaking with Julian McMahon?
No.
Don't you want to see her get naked and roll around on the floor with Julian McMahon?
That was... Oh, my God, that was death.
Hot sex with Julian? Ooh, yeah, on the carpet.
That's sad.
Yeah, it sure is.
For you.
But Rosie O'Donnell apparently has opened a wellspring of special guest stars going to show up on the FX drama this season. Nicole Kidman is also in line to do a guest star role.
That's better.
Show.
Fantastic.
But apparently she's going to be all uglied up with prosthetic makeup.
Well, why don't they just... Why don't they just use Rosie for the ugly?
And have Nicole have the sex.
Let her be hot.
Oh, I wish we ran Hollywood.
Come on.
Madonna also talking about doing a guest starring role on that as well. I can bet you she'll get nude. She likes to get nude.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't have skin anymore. It's all bones now. You know?
Well,
remember when she used to have curves
leather.
And stuff?
Yeah.
Bones and leather.
She is overworked out.
Yeah.
To this extent. I don't know if you saw the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night.
Nope.
Like Bean.
I did watch it.
Nope.
R.E.M. was inducted. Who brought them in, Bean? Do you remember? Who inducted
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, R.E.M. and the original lineup is back together again. They're working on a new CD, of course. And they just recorded a John Lennon song for charity as well.
Hmm.
Apparently, they all got together to do a cover of a song called Dream Number 9, John Lennon song. It's all going to be in a track. It's one of the tracks on a CD called Instant Karma. And it is a charity album to campaign to save Darfur.
Number 9 Dream, actually.
Number 9 Dream. Well, right. There you go. Thank you, Yoko, for setting me straight.
By the way, I'll look forward to that. The highlight last night for me was Zach De La Rocca, who got up and brought in Patti Smith into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And Zach, as you know, cannot get in front of a microphone without, shall we say, expressing his views of the world.
Sure.
And he spent quite a bit of his time up there not talking about Patti Smith, but more talking about the war and more talking about F. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan?
I know.
Who's keeping the F. Ronald Reagan flame alive?
Zach, apparently.
What the hell?
Maybe Ron Jr. Maybe he doesn't like that fruity son of his.
Well, maybe that's it. But I just don't know how much more you can do to former President Reagan. I mean, I think he's pretty much off the landscape.
Dig him up and put him on trial.
We have a current,
dig him up and kick him.
We have a current president with a target on his back. Why is he going back
pay
to
a little
Reagan.
More attention to this guy.
And by the way, apparently he's pissed off about something Jefferson did one time. I didn't really get that, but he's going way back.
Speaking of this charity CD, it's from Amnesty International.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to stop the human rights atrocities in Darfur, and so it's all John Lennon songs, because he's got a big connection up with peace and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But interesting lineup of artists who are going to be covering Lennon stuff. Jack Johnson, Carine Bailey Ray, Snow Patrol, Postal Service, Christina Aguilera, and Green Day have all signed on to do the track.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah.
I think Kevin's going to do the announcing for the CD.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
Nope.
Well, maybe just the Carine Bailey Ray track.
I don't know what it's
called. Oh, I thought for sure you guys had that
sorry.
Over there. Oh,
no.
You fooled me.
We sent Mike out for the surprise in the next hour.
And he hides all the
Omar
the audio
clips. I don't know what he labels stuff.
Sure would have been funny to hear that, though.
Sure would. After I setting it up.
That was a good setup.
So you guys flurrying over there. A lot of activity. I figured, Omar's got the Carine Bailey Ray
that was
comedy
very
lined
well
up.
Set up, Ralph.
Because when you did the Grammy Awards,
right.
You had difficulty getting her name out.
I don't remember
A lot of
that.
Setup, not much payoff.
Yeah.
What happened there.
Yeah. This show is horrible.
Well, it's not good, if that's what you're saying.
This show sucks.
Yeah. I'm ashamed.
Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Carine Bailey Ray. An unforgettable moment with Carine Bailey Ray. Wow. An unforgettable performance by Carine Bailey Ray. Boy, I sure can't say her name.
Oh, you sure can.
An unforgettable moment with Carine Bailey Ray. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
That's for sure.
Timing.
Took
timing.
A while, sorry.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Masterson from That 70s Show is 31 years old today. Adam Clayton, bassist for U2, turns 47. William H. Macy, one of the best goddamn actors in the world, despite Wild Hogs. He's 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So for folks who maybe haven't been paying attention to the Kevin and Bean Show after the last couple of years or so have gone by, who is Dewan? Who is our little pal Dewan, Kevin?
Who is Dewan? He's the world's...
We know. Of course we know, but people who may not have heard him before.
He's the world's greatest movie theater employee. He stays up all night. He calls us all the time. He says he's from Los Angeles, California, that one. And he loves Drew Barrymore. And he doesn't see any of her projects and yet loves her.
He texts me many times every day with his love for Drew Barrymore and talks about how we have to have her on the show. And he does a countdown. Her Drew Barrymore's movie's coming out in 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. And then sometimes he goes to see it. And we've always wanted to do something for Dewan. And I think today may be the day.
Psycho Mike?
Yeah. This is Delta One. This is Delta One. I'm at drop off point. I do have visual.
You have visual. Excellent. Do you have visual on the house or the person?
I have visual on the residence. I have not entered the Johnson residence yet to find Dewan, but I am here in front of his apartment building.
Now, we, of course, have never been to Dewan's house. We've never been invited to be to Dewan's house. But what do you have for him if we can find him in the residence this morning, Delta One?
I have an official music and lyrics poster straight from Warner Brothers Pictures.
Oh, remember when
picture of Drew Barrymore on it.
He called us and made that special request. He said, I have to have a poster of music and lyrics so that I can put it up in my room.
That's right. He has Kevin a place in his
Kevin
closet.
Yeah. Delivers for you.
Yes.
By the way, I'd just like to say there are a lot of radio shows you could be listening to in Southern California this morning. How many will come to your house and bring you a free promotional item that you call the Afro line and requested? I say none.
Come to your house uninvited and bring you.
That's the better thing. And here's the thing. Mike, for those who don't listen often, tell us about, well, Dewan loves us. Tell us about Dewan's family.
Yeah, Dewan's family would be, I guess, the opposite of love.
Yes.
They hate us.
Yes.
Frequently
hang up when we call.
What's that?
They frequently hang up on us when we call.
That's right. They frequently hang up on us. They, in fact, the only time we ever really get any contact with Dewan's family, besides them hanging up on us, is for them to chastise us and yell at us and say, never call again.
That's correct, yeah.
I don't understand. Why do they hate us? Just because sometimes we call early looking for Dewan? Is that why?
I think because Dewan often takes up the phone lines to be online. They still have a dial-up connection. And so when he's not on the dial-up, he's on the phone himself. And, you know, it kind of ruins their ability to use the telephone. And
everybody has to,
I mean, got you.
Everybody has to share that one line. There's one line, and they either use it for a dial-up connection or for the telephone. So when one person is using it, everybody else is angry.
I got
and
you.
Also, well, you know, our show isn't on, like, at the best hours for people who may not get up that early. And so whenever Dewan does call us, he's probably waking up the entire house.
That's correct.
Yeah, apartment.
All right. Dewan loves Drew Barrymore. His request to us, besides have Drew Barrymore on the show, is, hey, can you get me a poster for music and lyrics? You have that in your hand right now, Mike. I say there's no better time than to go up and knock on the front door and see if we can find Dewan right now and deliver this to him in person.
Let's do this.
Do you have a shield like King Leonidas or whatever his name is from 300? You have a shield in case you get barraged with punches?
Just my vascular, muscular chest.
So no. Okay.
Apartment or house? What do you got going there, Mike?
Apartment. Right. I'm now entering the apartment complex.
Okay.
Apartment. I'm knocking on the door.
I hope they come out with guns blazing.
Come on, brother.
That'd be awesome.
Come on, anybody but Dewan.
Hope it's right apartment.
I hope so, too.
Otherwise, you're delivering a poster to someone who doesn't want it.
We have a music and lyrics poster?
Hi, is Dewan here? The gentleman just came to the door. He said he's going to go get Dewan for me.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good. Right place. Fantastic.
All right.
Now, from what we know about Dewan and his schedule, he's probably sound asleep right now.
Thank you.
Dewan does stay up all night. Mm-hmm. And if he calls, it's usually first thing in the morning because then he goes to bed.
This is going to be so huge for him. He's going to be so happy to get this poster. You would think Dewan would have access to movie posters, by the way, being a guy, I don't know, who works at a movie theater.
There is that.
Even if they don't play it at his theater, you think he'd, you know, be in confederacy with other people who work at other movie theaters. They could work out a trade or something.
Mike, what's going on now? Is his brother
Dewan
saying,
is,
hey, there's
hi,
a...
Dewan is coming to the door, I believe.
There's a white guy at the door for you.
Hi, Dewan.
Hello.
Hi, do you remember me? It's Mike from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, nice to meet you.
How you doing, buddy? I have a little present here for you. It is a poster.
Wait, don't tell him.
Newest movie.
Don't tell him.
Oh.
Yes. Would you like to check it out? Kevin and Bean are actually on the phone. Would you like to talk to him?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Dewan.
Hey, Dewan. Good morning.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Did you just wake up?
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that. We have not. I haven't anyway. This is Bean, Dewan. I've not seen the poster. Can you describe it for me?
Music and lyrics.
Right. I knew that.
That's
but
right. that's the name of the movie. Does it have Drew Barrymore on it?
Yep.
Okay. Excellent.
Now, Dewan, do we have this right? You called a few days ago and left a message on the Afro line that this is the poster you wanted?
Yes, I did.
And what are you going to do with it?
Probably hang it in my closet.
And then?
And
laminate it?
It?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to laminate it if you know what we're saying?
I'm not going to damage it.
No, I don't mean damage.
No, no. You laminate it so that it can't get damaged. Actually, that
right.
way you can wipe it off, DeJuan, is what we're suggesting.
Yeah. Right.
Right, exactly. All right, DeJuan, so now that that mission has been accomplished, what's your new goal in life?
What?
What is it you're going to do now? Now that you have the music and lyrics poster that you've been talking about, what are you going to do next?
Probably get some more stuff.
Get some more stuff.
Okay.
There you go, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Well, listen, DeJuan, we're very happy to be able to provide this for you. I know it's something you wanted very much. I hope you enjoy it.
Yep.
Okay. Hand the phone back to Mike, would you?
Yeah.
All right.
DeJuan may not be at his best first thing in the morning.
He's underwhelmed. Mike? Where did he go?
Did DeJuan hang up?
Mike? Hello?
Yeah. Is this Mike?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, hey. How was that for a payoff, my friend?
That's what I'm talking about. Mission accomplished, baby.
Time for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And today it's a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock this weekend at Bear Mountain. Bear Mountain, it says here, has 182 park features available. Here's the question I have for you. If it was 93 in L.A. yesterday, what is it at Bear Mountain for skiers right now?
20 below.
Yeah, really,
it's really
cold. I thought it'd be like 60. I was wondering how that was going to work. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Dave says it was 66. Is there no information that Dave doesn't have at his fingertips?
No, that is correct. That's why we call him the Dave News Network. He is Seriously. Online. Instead of answering the phones 24 hours a day, he's online. And he just knows everything. Yeah. All right, let's begin with Matt, who's calling from Culver City. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
So this morning I'm driving to school and I come to a four-way intersection and I pass over the intersection, well over halfway, mind you, and all of a sudden my car gets sideswiped.
Oh, somebody came, ran the stop sign the other way?
Yep. Has their kids in the car and everything.
Nice.
The best part about it, I get out, I'm okay. I say, hey, are you okay? She says, what were you doing? I had the right of way. Went off on me.
She started yelling at you.
Yeah. Best part about it is I said, you know, normally I would say I was wrong, but you know what? You hit the back of my car.
Right.
The only way you could have done that is if you weren't paying attention. And she said, I had the right of way. I didn't have to pay attention.
What?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, a lot of times in an accident situation, somebody will come out on the offensive like that so that at least there's a cloud of doubt so that later on they can say, yeah, I told them at the time it wasn't my fault. Do you have a witness? Do you have somebody who can back up your side of the story?
Well, I took pictures, and, like, based on the damage of the car, and my friend's a claims adjuster for AAA.
Nice.
He told me that I have nothing to worry about.
Fantastic. Hey, track down that woman's kids. Get her to testify. Get them. Our mommy was crazy. She ran into that guy. That'd be awesome.
Well, good luck with that, Matt. Like, it's not bad enough to get into an accident, and somebody's screaming at you. That's not a great way to spend the morning.
Josh in Glendale. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
Lisa May, good morning. How you doing?
Lisa quit.
I'm fine. How are you?
After she heard the Dave and Bean show, she said she couldn't be associated with it anymore, so she left.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys haven't talked about this. This past week, I've seen two previews for this movie. It's called Pride.
Oh, I can't wait for Pride.
It's about an all-black swim team.
Yep.
And it stars Terrence Howard from Crash, Bernie Mac, and yes, the comeback of the century, Tom Arnold.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present
Tom
for you
Arnold
Pride.
In it.
Now, this, and if I'm not wrong, this is a group of black swimmers that people, they don't think they can swim because they're black?
Right, yeah. It's based on a true story. I can't believe this really happened.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I'm serious. That's what it says in the preview. It's based on, like, true events or something like that.
Wow.
So I can imagine, like, what they take out from the true events and what don't they, and just add it on. But I can't believe, like, I haven't heard anybody of you guys, you know, it's up there, like, it's up there on those movies, kind of like You Got Served.
It is. It's in the Bring It On.
Same movie.
Bring It On Pantheon, yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait. When does that come out? Do you know?
I believe March the 23rd it comes out, a week from this Friday.
Oh, a week from Friday. Okay. All right. We're excited. We're just trying to temper our enthusiasm because we have to wait another week and a half.
Yeah, you got to pace yourself. You can't get too worked up too early and then not be able to go. But, that is going to be the film. There's no question about that. I guarantee if he hasn't seen it ahead of time, Kevin will be at the 11 a.m. screening the day that opens.
That's true. Brandon in Northridge, good morning.
What it do, uncles?
What it do?
Well, how can we help you, Brandon?
Basically, I have a celebrity sighting.
Okay.
So I'm at this club. It's called Zini. I don't know if you've heard of it, but mm-hmm. it's basically basically a private service, and basically every week they throw some amazing lavish party.
Right.
You pay monthly for it, and it's, you know, everything's taken care of, free alcohol, free food, everything's really nice to cater.
Okay.
So I go there with my ex-girlfriend, who knows the owner. We walk in, we sit down at the center table, at the VIP table, and apparently people pay money get bottle service, even though it's open bottles.
Hey, Brandon, you may be giving us too much setup on who you went with and how the parties are arranged and when you pay. Really, just get right to the part where you have the celebrity sighting.
So I'm chilling.
Sometimes they'll give you a good bottle of wine. Sometimes not. It depends on it. But it's a base rate. You pay per month, and then they take care of you.
Have you guys tried the 2002 from Napa? It is delightful.
Okay, sorry. Who's the celebrity?
So basically I'm sitting and I look over and no one other than Kevin Federline is sitting at one of the tables to the side.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which isn't that unreasonable. I assume he has some money, so whatever. So I walk up to him because I'm a little bit inebriated at this point. I introduced myself to him, thought it was funny. I was cracking up the whole time. And he decides to follow me back over into the owner's section. And at the door, there's a little bouncer. He's a big bouncer.
Hey, Brandon. Hold on one sec.
I thought they would find it interesting, but they really did not.
All right, let's move along. Let's go to...
Can I finish the story? K-Fed tried to get into the VIP section and couldn't.
Exciting story.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was going to live long enough to hear the end of the story. I didn't want to waste my remaining years listening to Brandon talk. I'm sorry. What about Manuel in West Covina? What's he calling about? I don't know this story.
Manuel in West Covina, what'd it do?
What's up there, sweet cheeks?
What'd it do, nephew?
Sweet cheeks. What's okay. going on?
The reason I'm calling is another celebrity sighting.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was pulling into a parking lot of a radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see this disc jockey, and I was like, hey, how you doing? He turns around at me like, oh, you know, like, yeah, how you doing? Walks away, goes to his car. He has a Land Rover. Queer. So then after, he grabs like a present out of it. He takes it back to his, backs it into the station.
Okay,
and then he walks back out. So I'm pulling out, and then I see him walking back out. So I pull back in, and I ask him, are you leaving? He's like, yeah, I'm leaving. So then he backs out, and then he takes off, kind of clenching his fist back in rage.
Yeah.
So,
and it was Kevin Federline who was trying to get into the VIP section.
No, it was Kevin Ryder.
That was me. Yeah. That's what the story
I didn't track that story at all.
Exciting story.
I didn't follow that one at all.
It was well told, though. That was good.
So you asked me
if I was leaving, and I said yes. What kind of celebrity sighting is that?
That's funny. I don't recall asking for a really, 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 really boring story. My God. Don't you understand? No one cares.
Let's go to Roxy in Orange.
I think this is going to save the whole show right here. Good morning, Roxy. You're on the Kevin and Bean What to Do, Nephew.
Hey, good morning. How to do, nephew?
How to do.
And Roxy was supposed to save it. What can we help you with, my dear?
What are you calling about?
Okay, you guys, I have a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm broke, and I want big boobs. What can I do?
What can you do to raise money?
I need to raise money. I really, really want to get my boobs done. Like, I've been, like, wanting to for the longest time. And right now, like, my credit union completely, like, said, no, you have bad credit.
What size are they now, Roxy?
They're a B. And they need to go to a D.
A D, okay.
You need to go. Are you hideous otherwise, and boobs are the only thing they're going to make guys look at you?
No, I'm tall. I have a really slim body and have a big butt, but no big boobs. I got to make it even, you guys.
Well, you know, two words, webcam.
No, I was thinking about that, but no, I'd rather, like, that's going to take a long time for me to get the money.
One word, prostitution.
Roxy, let me make sure I understand. So you call up complaining about stuff you don't have. Kevin gives you a simple solution. You can get the money in a hurry, and now you're bitching about that, too.
No, I'm not.
Web.
I need the money now. That's going to take me, like, a couple weeks or months.
Webcam.
You know, we had a guy on or a girl on. I can't remember which one came on with us. But there was a website that was set up with girls who would post their profiles, and they would solicit for guys to send them money to help them get boob jobs. You remember that, Kevin? Remember we had that guy on?
Oh, yeah.
And that's all they did. That's what this whole website was set up about, is you would, you basically would email back and forth or chat back and forth with guys, and you try to get them to give you cash, and eventually you raise enough money and get the boobs. Maybe that's something you ought to look into.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I will.
All right, here's the first step. It's impossible for us to tell how to help you without a photo.
Okay. Well, that is true. That's just
right?
good business.
I mean, right? Right, Bean?
That's good business.
We can't
absolutely
just go out on a limb for everybody. So we're going to need a photo, and then we'll decide which direction to go with it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Photo.
Yeah, nude, of course. Did I not say nude?
No.
Oh, nude.
I mean,
of course.
Roxy, it may not help Roxy. She may be one of those rare girls who's so far gone that even boobs wouldn't help her. So we just want to make sure we're not wasting our time with all these suggestions. That's all. All right. Thank you for the calls on Kevin Amin's What to Do, Nephew. And thanks to all of our terrific guests. Oh, wait, they're tomorrow. Who do we have tomorrow on the Kevin Amin Show?
We have there's a new TV show on NBC called Reigns. We have the star of that, Jeff Goldblum, on the show tomorrow. We also have Eric Idle on the show tomorrow.
Comedy legend.
How about that? Talking about Spamalot, which is coming to Las Vegas. So we have that tomorrow as well. We have the museum, the Psychiatry's an Industry of Death Museum. Very excited about that. We have people who got in fights at the movies based on Lisa May's story. Yeah. She was apparently just about to throw down with somebody in the movie theater. And you know, that just, every movie you go to, there's some a-hole in the movie that won't shut the hell up. You know that that happens. And there have to be people who confront, and it goes poorly, and that's what we're looking for. And also, we've been giving away these tickets for the Museum of TV and Radio. They've got their television festival. And we're going to give you tickets for The Simpsons tomorrow. Cast members, the creators, you get to watch an episode, ask them questions, the whole deal. Classic TV show. So we're going to do that tomorrow morning. And we will continue qualifying for you for a spring break in Norway with Nine Inch Nails. You get the Nine Inch Nails CD Year Zero. You get their DVD Beside You in Time. And Friday we're going to do the grand prize drawing and send somebody to Norway for a beautiful ice cold spring break.
That's what you're looking for.
Yep.
A very special show with our friend Kat Corbett coming up next year on the world famous Q-Rock. She actually has some live music on the program today. Have you heard that song? You guys know the whistling song that we're playing here on Q-Rock?
Yeah.
It's called Young Folks.
Yep.
I think it's by Young Bjorn and John, I want to say is what their name is. It's a terrific little song, and they're going to be coming into the studios of K-Rock this morning and performing live, as I understand it, with our friend Kat Corbett. That's coming up, plus 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the Red Hot Chili Peppers, some Bad Religion for you, Foo Fighters, Korn, Green Day, Killers, and so much more right after this on K-Rock.